recorded live.
It is Sunday, November 8th. You are listening to The Weekend Wrap-Up, brought to you by Double Talk Radio.
I plan to make some broader remarks about the challenges that lay ahead for Native Americans, as well as collaboration with our administration. But as some of you might have heard, there has been a tragic shooting at the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. We don't yet know all the details at this moment. We will share them as we get them. What we do know is that a number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence.
I guess I made that a little bit long.
Violet, that's how fine. It's a good song anyway.
I like it too. I was starting to get into it again. I'm listening. And, oh, this is going too long. Oh, well. Hope you all enjoyed it out there. Welcome, everybody. Hi to our friend Logan. Who else is here? Isbia. Cha-Cha
guest
New York.
Eight.
Oh, she's gone. Guest 8.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing,
and
guest
8? And we have Metal Chick.
And Metal Chick. Awesome. I apologize for my voice tonight, by the way. I've had a cold for about a week. And if I go away for 10 seconds, it's because I'm in a massive cough and I've muted myself. And hopefully the voice lasts through the show, heals tomorrow, and is ready for Tuesday. That's all I have to say. Sorry. Had to pre-warn. Hey,
now, what happens if you lose your voice between now and Tuesday? So I guess you'll just be in the chat room and it'll be Scott and I on the phone?
Either that, yeah, or I'll like type and somebody can read what I say, like kind of maybe Scott can do his best imitation of me when I speak. And he can, you know, I'm okay, so you know, change his voice around.
Maybe we should make a call for Bruce Holland to fill in.
Oh, boy. Well, as Bruce would say in one of his reviews, I guess I do kind of sound like I've gargled with driveway gravel. Is that what he called it?
Uh-huh.
Wow. He is a poetic man.
Yes, very.
So we've got, what do we got tonight? We got Rapid Fire. We're going to try that again with five new randomly chosen questions or topics that people have emailed us. We'll tell you how to do that in a little bit. The top 10 list tonight that I picked was the top 10 murders, assassinations in American history.
Ooh.
And this was gathered by a student at the University of Harvard, I believe it was, and he was doing it for whatever you call it, a thesis or a paper, and this is what he came up with, and we can see if we agree or disagree.
Excellent.
And, of course, we got some NFL football.
Of course.
And I was in and out today. I don't know about in Pittsburgh, but it was beautiful out today. It had to be 70 out
there. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous here.
So I kept sneaking.
You kept sneaking what, out?
Yeah, I kept sneaking outside today. so I missed a
I
lot
don't
of...
blame you.
And I made some bad picks anyway. I didn't want to watch football today. I was bad, terrible. Ugh.
You know what? I think this week in football is bad for both of us.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that terrific. And, of course, you know, our wonderful producer forgot to make his picks.
As usual. Yeah. But he may win this week by default. That's how bad I am.
That's how bad both of us are.
I am worse than the Seattle Thunderbirds. Hello to Scotty at work, by the way. I know he's listening at some point, either download or cheating on his job and going to the nearest computer to hear what's going on the wrap-up.
Well, you know, it's Christmas season. I don't know about, in Canada, but they've started playing Christmas music. In fact, it was yesterday, and I was driving to the gym, and I happened to be, you know, tuning in stations and trying to decide which one I want to listen to, and I stopped at this one station, and they were playing Christmas music, of all things. I mean, just straight Christmas music. Now, for me to drive to my gym, it's about 15 minutes.
I love Christmas music.
I do, too, but I'm sorry.
It is early,
this is just way too early.
Yeah.
Way too early. Now, every year, like in Pittsburgh, every year they have an occasion that's called Light Up Night, and that's where they will leave all the lights on downtown Pittsburgh. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen downtown Pittsburgh, but it's shaped like a triangle. Okay, there's the three rivers,
cool.
and then it goes down, and the two meet and become the Ohio River. And there's the point, so it looks like a triangle. But every year, it's usually about the weekend before Thanksgiving, they have Light Up Night, and they leave all the lights on and in downtown Pittsburgh. And it's the most photographed night by professionals and amateurs. And it's beautiful, and that marks the start of the Christmas season here in Pittsburgh. So it's fun. And they have a lot of stuff going on downtown.
We should do our, like, top five favorite Christmas movies, our top five favorite Christmas songs.
Well,
top
we are.
Five. We have to. It's a great holiday. I told
we
you
are.
I'm so excited. I'm off for American Thanksgiving. First time I've ever done it legit.
Now, you know, I was just looking at our DTR schedule, and I noticed that we have a show on the 27th of December. And guess who's playing against who on the 27th of November?
Isn't the 27th of November, what's that, a Friday?
The 27th of December, excuse me.
Oh, December, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a Tuesday, right?
Yes, and guess who is playing?
The Leafs and the Penguins.
Yes.
I was right. I was going to guess a football game, and I thought, no, even over the holidays, it's too early for NFL to go on weird nights. Usually it's Thursday, if anything.
Yeah.
Some Saturday games, but... And the Leafs beat the Red Wings last night, 5-1.
Did they really? Wow. That's excellent.
Oh, now... And they beat Carolina before that.
Woo!
Hey, the Red Wings are a good team, and we hate the Red Wings.
Yeah.
You either love them here or you hate them, and I hate them.
Oh, that's like Pittsburgh. You either love them or you hate them. We hate them. So.
Yeah, I was going for Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup last year, and Pittsburgh is not one of my favorite teams because they're in the division, same division as the Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
And but I hate Detroit.
Yeah.
Just not so much the people, but yeah, the way their hockey fans are idiots. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize. But they are.
Anyway, a friend of mine had gone to the game, to the Pens game, where they were giving away the calendar they give away every year, and he picked one up for me. And so I was going through and marking the calendar, and as I was marking that Tuesday night, I noticed, because they have the Pens schedule on there, I noticed that we're playing the Leafs. So I thought, oh, this should make for an interesting show.
Yeah, we have to wear our jerseys for that. We'll have to get some kind of, maybe we can get on that that video station. Maybe Scott can figure it out by then. You know, the one where we can all be in a different place and on the camera at the same time. That would be cool. For a holiday special, Double Talk Radio. We'll dress up in our jerseys and we'll paint
Seattle
our faces.
That night, so.
Pittsburgh's got a good team, though. They scare me. But,
Yeah, I mean, we've got a good young team, which is nice, you know. It almost reminds me of the team back in the 90s with Yager and Lemieux. In fact, if we do wear the jerseys, I do have a Yager jersey. That's how old my jersey is.
Yeah, I have a Leaf jersey with no number because I used to say, I want this guy, I want this guy. And my wife was right, but she used to say to me, hun, you know that guy's going to be traded next year or retire or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, good point. So I have a numberless jersey. I'd like to get a Boston Bruin jersey, though, with Bobby Orr. He's probably my favorite hockey player of all time, Bobby Orr.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, and our friend has joined us in the room, so I'd like to welcome Winston.
Winston, welcome to the show. And you are listening to Wrap Up, folks. I know this is... I don't even know if Double Talk Radio is structured, but this is even less structured than the Tuesday night version of our show. Actually,
yes.
Last Tuesday was great, eh? Went pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
We had Dorothy the Psychic. That's a great show.
Yeah, you know, my friend Chris, who was on the show, he had gotten a reading. He had been, I don't know if you know about Chris, but he is he's a musician. He has a few songs that he's selling on iTunes, and she
got
actually
permission to play him on the show.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
You know, I mean, we should get him on as a guest sometime. But anyway, he was inspired by Dorothy to keep going on because he wasn't sure what he was going to do. But you know,
awesome.
He does club music, so.
And we have said that Isby had said her reading was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she missed out on that one thing she asked her was pointless anyway. But then you said yours was pretty good.
She had me on the nose. I mean, when she said that I'm a perfectionist, she was absolutely right.
Well, if Big John shows up tonight, we'll have to ask him if he has a limp. Then we'll know she's real good.
If who? Big John?
Big John. If he shows up with a limp, then he's real good. I don't know. I'm really. If you folks are wondering why I didn't get a reading, I kind of don't believe in it, but then again, there's this little thing on the back of your head that always says, maybe you don't want to hear what she has to say. Like, I'm not one to really tempt fate. I know she doesn't give bad news, but that's scary.
Well, were you there when she said about when she asked me about my birthmark?
I think I missed that. I was there like the first hour.
She asked me if I had
15.
A pretty significant birthmark.
Oh,
and
I did hear that part. That's when I was leaving. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And we were joking about where it was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was there. I was the ringleader on that one. Where is the birthmark?
I mean,
where
it's not
in the
like,
world
you know,
is
it's not like
birthmark?
A huge birthmark, but you can see it. I mean, I would say it's, you know, probably the size of a little gherkin pickle.
A gherkin pickle. I just about choked. Gosh. All I can imagine is, what was the guy who used to have the gherkin pickle? An anorexic seagull or whatever, standing there with the gherkin pickle like a cigar. Remember that?
No.
Oh, come on. You got to remember the gherkin pickle commercials. They were classic.
I don't remember the gherkin pickle commercial. And also, Guest 9 just joined us, so welcome, Guest 9. And,
Guest 9, welcome.
It's nice. We like to know who our guests are, so if you could just give us a name, it doesn't have to be your real name, and where you're from, that'd be great.
That's because my real first name is Double. Anyway. Hey, so I go on Facebook and I don't get into it as much as I used to with all those games and all that stuff. And I don't want to get into a Facebook conversation, but
right.
I know how you. I see that you take those polls and I take them sometimes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was bored for a little bit. My football teams were all losing, like I said.
Right.
So I went through some polls, and I took them, and then I kind of, you know, looked for what they had out there, and I picked out three just to kind of read to you, and I, you know, a couple of them, I guess, kind of tie into what we're going to talk about, but I don't know. They were pretty cool. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one I have is, let me go to the bottom here, or let me go to the top. It'll be easier. Sorry. Okay, let me make this full screen. I'm real prepared. Okay, so should Nedel Malik-Son, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, be tried for treason for killing 13 people and wounding 29 people at Fort Hood, which we're going to talk about in a little while. But
right.
And it is, and this caught my eye, question answer number one, absolutely, he is no better than a suicide bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was, no, although heinous, his acts were not against the country. So it was 71% absolutely,
mm-hmm,
and 28% no. What would you say?
I would say, oh gosh, put me on the spot. I would probably say absolutely.
Okay.
I would be part of that.
I did too. I was in the majority for that one.
Yeah.
You can answer in the chat room. I can't see you right now because my teleprompter is not a double monitor yet. I can't afford it. So. Okay. Should Muslims in the military be racially profiled? This is after this thing at Fort wherever, Hood. Yes, mm-hmm, 83%.
Mm-hmm.
No, 16.7%. If you choose to remain anonymous on that, that's okay.
No, I would say yes.
Me too. This is underground radio, so we can speak. We still have that freedom, right?
Right.
Last I read.
Okay. Unless, of course, you've been reported to what's that watch group that Obama has.
Oh yeah, there's a show on that. I mean to go listen to that. There's a secret watch group out there, folks, that peg you as, tell us in the chat room, someone will know it, read it out, because I don't have the chat room up yet. But yeah, there's a group out there. What are they called? I want to know. Now this is a Canadian poll, okay, but I'm interested if you think the American poll would be the same.
Okay.
Which issue should be the greatest cause by all politicians? Which issue should be the greatest cause by all politicians? Okay, so I'll go one to two. The biggest one, 40.5%, the wages should be greater than the cost of living nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a problem with you guys, minimum wage. Affordable housing for all, 10.7%. So that was actually last place, sorry. 26.2%, universally free health care for all. This is a Canadian poll. Hello. So I don't think it's that good if we're in second place with that choice. Or you guys really don't watch Canadian news at all.
We don't get it.
No, not you, the Canadians.
Oh.
Why would we... There is no such thing as universally free health care. Sorry I had to break it to you all on a Sunday, but was there another one? An affordable education for all, 22%. That's it. That's all I pulled. But I think I'm going to pull some every show or something.
That's funny. Guess
9 says someone was of interest to the FBI.
Yeah, that Nidal Hassan was.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I'm interested in this subject.
Yeah, and then he says, you don't even care about yourselves. Yourselves meaning the Canadians don't care about themselves?
We're a proud bunch. We're a proud bunch. We carry a bottle opener as our belt buckle for the beer and a shovel to get into our igloos at night.
We're proud.
If you believe that one, I've got some swamp land.
Yeah, you know,
Arizona.
I mean, there is a concern about the minimum wage here. I mean, it's definitely lower than it should be. The housing that everybody should get. I mean, have you seen the kind of housing that people get in Venezuela? It's like a shanty town.
Yes.
I don't want it. Thank you very much.
But that's
I'd rather
a debate,
work two
I guess
jobs
you could open
and pay
up
for my
because.
Own.
You know what my dad always said, and I guess my grandfather said it, and I kind of believe it too, and I'm not trying to say that we should negate third world countries and disasters, and I think it's we have to help our fellow man, but he always said, charity starts in the backyard, so you kind of got to look after your own first, and I'm not necessarily saying your direct family, but your
mm-hmm.
community
mm-hmm.
and your country people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel about that, but that's just something, and I kind of debate it in my head, like, because I do feel sorry, but then I look outside our own window, especially in an economy like this, and it's weird.
Yeah, well, you know, I was reading a very interesting article about Hugo Chavez in National Geographic. It was actually an older one, maybe about a year or two old, and they were showing the kind of housing that they had provided.
They have articles in National Geographic?
Yes.
Oh, I always thought it was the pictures that you... But and the free maps, you know, you always get those maps in there and everything. Those were cool. I got to resubscribe to that. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, it's, the housing that these people get is pretty pathetic. It's sad.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think in America it would be unacceptable.
But
because we don't even put our prisoners in that kind of condition.
True enough, true enough. And, but, like, forgive me if I'm going way off topic with this, but I really don't think I am, but... What exactly do we do about these countries, for instance, that are committing genocide against themselves, like Darfur or whatever? Like, you know, they're killing their own people. Like, they're their own worst enemies. And when we go in there, it doesn't seem like we can end it. Is that on topic?
Well, I don't think there's anything really that we can do about it. I think it's something that's just going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line?
Meaning the America, and now with, you know, what Obama's plan to not do with the military, I mean, we're not going to be expected to go everywhere and stop everything. We just can't. It's not possible.
But what do we do when the world starts falling apart? I think the Americans would always be there. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, they're protecting the... protecting the free world.
Mm-hmm.
And I am in full support of wherever they are. I've always have been.
Well,
we've always fought on the same side, so.
Well, Obama's plans to cut the military budget, so.
Well, we already know we got a jackass for a president, and we've got the same in Canada as a prime minister. So it's probably the same in Great Britain. They probably got
a lousy
one in Germany and Holland and wherever you talk to. Except for those darn New Zealanders. They're so happy-go-lucky, man. I don't know what's in the air down there, but they probably wouldn't care if they were under martial law. It's still a great day. Let's go bang ourselves a kangaroo with a dingo dog or whatever the heck those things were.
Universal health care is so wonderful that, you know, Australia is getting away from it now.
Yeah, well, like I said, wherever that, I think we have that Stephen Crowder video up on doubletalk.bigbig.com.
Yes.
But if we don't YouTube search it, like, it's true, I'm telling you. If I was to go to the emergency room right now and say, like, I cut my arm or, you know, just need stitches, I bet you I'd be in there 5 hours. Easy. Just to get stitches.
Because
everybody's there harping and coughing, and you know, as soon as they get a little cough, like I got a cough on my chest now, and I've been plugged up. But, you know, I'm not running around snorting like I got swine flu. Like these vaccines. These vaccines scare me too.
Yeah, they do.
Isbia works with a woman whose husband is a pharmacist. If you can follow that little chain, and there's something in there that could make kids. What did they say, Isbia? What's it called? Kind of.
I thought it was the mercury.
Stunt them, retard them, whatever.
I thought it was the mercury.
Autism's the word I'm thinking of. Thank you from the live audience. Autism is the word I'm thinking of. It's scary. I'm not taking one.
Yeah, I'm not taking one either because I heard there's mercury in there.
There is. And they're saying, oh, we're not going to put it in the next batch. Yeah, and then I take a shot and there's something worse in the next batch. No, thank you. Now, I think Obama may have something in there. And it would go through all of North America, not through just the United States. And we'd all be wearing Mickey Mouse ears painted brown, and we'd be walking around our streets going, praise Obama, praise Obama. No, thank you. I'd rather go to hell. I would rather go to hell than do that, Obama. How about some football?
Let's do it. Absolutely.
Let's do some football. What is
Let's
the Antichrist Obama to Sunday Night Football? Here we go. Our favorite day of the week.
Sunday.
Not this week. I did so bad. Let's talk about curling instead.
You win some, you lose some. You can't win them all.
Why don't we have a curling lesson tonight?
Let's do it. Do you know anybody that
skip the
curls?
Football. What's that?
Do you know anybody that curls? Would you call that? Like, would you say, do you curl or do
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I guess you curl, yeah. I don't know what you do.
Do you know anybody?
No, I probably do. It is a popular sport. I know the rules. I could explain the rules to you, but I don't want to bore the audience. The ratings will crash. Absolutely crash if I, you know, I... Funny, before we go into football, I just want to tell you this really quick. There's a guy in my training at work, where I am now, and he's from Pakistan, I think, or like his family is, whatever.
Okay.
And he's right into cricket, and that's a game I could never understand. I said, you got to explain the rules of cricket to me so I can sit down and watch guys bat the ball off of each other. And I don't know. It's a stupid sport, if you ask me. But let's go to football.
All right. So today, Sunday, November 8th, I believe it is week 9 of the NFL season. And, yeah, we had some interesting games today that didn't turn out quite the way a lot of people had thought they would turn out. So...
me being one of them.
Yes, me being another one. Well,
you're
very
in first
game.
Place.
I know.
With how many wins?
Fluke.
Two? And I'm
probably
so far back,
no.
Folks, I don't even have a chance to win if I win the next two games.
No, so you're
not
that far
back. Don't even bother telling
me
the score of the Eagles games. I don't care. Anyway.
Okay, so... one of the games that we all predicted was going to happen was the Washington Redskins game. They were Atlanta Falcons today, and we all predicted Atlanta was going to beat the Washington Redskins, and they did, 31-17.
I thought they did. You're starting us
off
gently.
Yeah, they
did. Okay.
Yes. Now, another game, which was kind of like a 50-50 game, was the Arizona Cardinals at the Chicago Bears, and boy, did they spank the Chicago Bears 41-21.
Absolutely right. I thought Arizona was good going into the season. Then I kind of bailed on them because they've looked kind of crappy the past couple of games. And then they come back and they bite me in the hind. There's more than one team that did that. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, same with the Chicago Bears. I mean, they really started looking good. I don't know what happened. So,
I picked the Bears. The Bears.
So did I. I picked them at home, you know. Anyway, then we have the Baltimore Ravens game at the Cincinnati Bengals. I thought the Baltimore Ravens were going to win, so I picked
Guilty
them.
Guilty has charged. Me too.
And they let us down because Cincinnati beat them 17-7. Then it was the Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts, and it was a pretty close game. The Colts are looking a little tired there because it was the Texans gave them a run for their money. The Colts only beat them by 3 points, so it was 20-17.
Can I just say something on that game, because you know I'm a Colt fan, and
right.
I'm thinking they may go all the way. Mm-hmm. But let me warn that team right now. The Windsor Spitfires, I hate to talk about them, but they have a habit of sitting on a one-goal lead, and it comes back to bite you more times than not. You get behind, you don't have the momentum, and the Colts, they're playing a nasty game right now, and they may not be perfect for long. They got to pick up their socks, man.
Yeah, have they had a bye week yet?
They're 8-0,
I don't think
right?
they have. I think they're 8-0 now.
So
yeah,
either.
I think they're getting a little tired. I think they need a bye week.
Every time I watch them, though, they're at home. It seems, anyway.
Yeah. Now, another team that's surprising me a little bit, we had the Miami Dolphins, who were up in Boston playing against the New England Patriots.
I picked the Dolphins.
Did you really?
I think I did, yes.
Why?
They played amazing. Who did they play last week, and they really surprised
the Jets.
Me? Yeah. They played awesome against the Jets. They only lost by three points the week before. Whoever they played, it was a medium team like Atlanta or Dallas or some team like that. And I thought New England was due for a fall. I don't know who I want to fall more this year, Belichick or Obama. Don't like Belichick. He's the quarterback who walked off the field against the Giants that year in the Super Bowl. He just left his team and everything. He just walked right off the field. Remember that? The worst sport I've ever seen. Bruce Belichick.
Yeah, I don't like him very much either. But I have a history with him. He was once the former head coach for the Cleveland Browns. So,
And Brady's a Wolverine. I can't stand the Wolverines. And I don't like that guy they got as their wide receiver now. He's got a bad reputation, Moss or whoever's.
Yeah, I don't know his name. But anyway, the Dolphins, I mean, New England really didn't run away with this game. New England beat them 27-17, so Miami did show some muscle there. Did
Miami
give them a good run
the
for
fourth.
Their money. Yeah.
Miami choked in the fourth.
Unfortunately. Now, the next game, which kind of shocked me as well, was the Green Bay Packers at Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay...
Oh, my gosh. But listen, go ahead. I got a rant on this one, though, too.
Okay, well, Tampa Bay beat Green Bay by 10, 38-28, which really surprised me and a lot of other people because Green Bay, you know, should have won.
They were talking about Tampa Bay, who would be like 1 in whatever they'd work out to be, 28 by the end of the year, which I think would be a record, even beating the Lions streak. But anyway, Green Bay did everything to set themselves up to lose against a team that has not won a game all year.
Mm-hmm.
They had an interception. They had a block. The interception go for a touchdown against them. They had a block punt go for a touchdown against them. They, I don't know, there was fumbles, you name it, kickoff returns. Everything went against them. They were just terrible today. They looked like an awful team. They looked like the Rams or someone. Awful today.
Wow.
Tampa won, but they didn't play great. Anyway.
And Green Bay still couldn't beat them.
No.
That's shocking.
They were just terrible today.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, next game was the Kansas City Chiefs at the Jacksonville Jaguars. And as everybody predicted, Jacksonville did win that game 24-21. Although, you know, again, here's another team that, you know, showed a little bit of, gave Jacksonville a run for their money. So they had to work for it. Next game was the Detroit Lions at the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle won that game. Had Seattle lost that game?
I thought Lions were going to win. I thought the Lions were going to pull an upset this week on that one. And they almost did. They almost did. Seattle is that bad too, though, folks. It's not a battle with two Titans in that one. Two bad, bad teams.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I
and their uniforms are so
flipping
ugly,
man. I'm going to get this one within the next couple of days after Scott downloads this show. But
oh, I know. He'll handle
it. I think the Seahawks going to the Super Bowl that year was completely a fluke.
I agree. Sorry. I told you the story where the guy spotted me 3 touchdowns. Walked in and says, I'll take Seattle and I'll spot you 3 touchdowns. And you're giving me the Steelers who just beat the Colts. And,
I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel. So
I agree, I'm sorry. I was a Steeler fan that year. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, next
game
was...
I'm not a fence sitter. My teams just never make the playoffs.
Well, no, your teams do make the playoffs. They just don't get to the big game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true
they
enough.
They choke. I mean, Indianapolis,
some
I don't
of my
know
teams
what happened
don't
to
make
them
the
that
playoffs.
Final game.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah. All right, so next game was the Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints, and New Orleans Saints remain undefeated, beating them 30-20. Again, still close, and I'm surprised. I mean, I think on this game, New Orleans should have won by a little bit more, don't you?
Don't bet the farm on the Saints. I'm telling you right now, they're going to drop out in the first round of the playoffs with a record
of
14-2.
Here's another team that has
15-1.
Yeah, and here's another team that hasn't had a bye week yet. So, you know, they're probably getting a little tired there. And who knows what's going to happen after their byes. Could they stay on top?
I'll paint a scenario for you. This team's going to go 14-2 or 15-1. They're going to coast in. They're going to end up reaching a spot where they play the first one of the wild card teams in a playoff game. One of those wild card teams is going to be a team like Green Bay or the Giants or somebody that has a... They could really be an effective team, but they're not really playing on their game. But they're going to peak at the right time, and they're going to knock the Saints off, and that's what I think is going to happen. Minnesota's still in there. The Eagles are still in there. Dallas is still in there. But I think the Saints are going to choke.
Okay, well, you heard it, folks. You heard Double K's prediction.
Yeah, I'm starting to really get into football now. Because I'll tell you about these teams you're talking about that we expect this out of them and they should have played better. Mm-hmm. Almost every game you said that. And let me say something to those undefeated teams. 8-0. Doesn't get you in the playoffs. You're not there yet.
Right.
You're not there yet. Anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
Agreed. Okay.
I'm in a real
so
football
the next
mood
game,
tonight.
Yeah, you are. Next game was the San Diego Chargers at the New York Giants, and oh my gosh, San Diego won 21-20.
Good game,
so,
though. Good game.
You know, unfortunately, I missed that game, so didn't watch
it. That was
it.
A good one. It was the early
was
one,
it?
But
what
no,
happened?
It was late. It was,
it was late. It was at 4:15,
yeah.
Actually. I mean,
it
what
was,
happened?
I don't know that the Chargers got a fumble or a turnover or something like that, and oh, Scott's here. Anyway, something happened. The Giants got the ball back. I turned it off. I went back. The Chargers scored a touchdown somewhere in the last 2 minutes. So someone said it was the last second.
Oh, he probably heard us talking about the Seahawks. So, anyway.
Hey, Scott. Congratulations
Hi,
to
Scott.
The Seahawks, by the way. That was a great game they played. Played awesome. They were flawless. They deserved to win that game.
All right, next game. Tennessee Titans at the San Francisco 49ers. Tennessee won 34-27.
Excuse me, my headset. I'm adjusting. What did you say?
I said Tennessee Titans at the San Francisco 49ers. Tennessee won 34-27.
Oh, wow. I should have picked Titans.
See, I picked San Francisco also.
But you know, the Titans have been terrible, but I don't know. They look good on paper, but...
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and right now, the game against the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles are going on. And then, of course, tomorrow night, the big Monday night game is Pittsburgh against the Denver Broncos. Can Pittsburgh give Denver their second loss?
Yes, they
that
can.
That is the question.
Yes, they can.
So, sometimes,
what team
you know,
did
the...
you take tomorrow night?
I'm being superstitious, so you know what that means.
You took Denver.
Yes, I did.
I have no idea where Cody's been. I hope he's fine. I hope he didn't get snowed in up there in South Dakota.
Or I hope he's not down with the flu either. So
down
Cody,
with the flu or grounded because
and,
of bad marks.
Yes, and if you're downloading and you hear this, Cody, we hope you're doing okay. Drop us a line. You know, you can call that voicemail line or send us an email letting us know how you're doing. And, you know. We notice when our regulars aren't on the show, and we have a tendency to miss you guys.
Yeah,
and
we're very
same
attached.
Thing with Crazy. Yes, we are, and same thing with Crazy Big Kid. I believe she's probably working tonight, so that's probably why she's not here.
Yes, but she's booked off Tuesdays just to come and listen to Double Talk Radio. So hey,
oh,
that's
she
why
is.
We do it, though. We try to reach the people that can't hear us on Tuesdays, and if they choose to come and listen to us both nights, that's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Guess what,
Scotty?
We're an hour behind. We haven't been following the script at all.
Now, I'm trying to see if
we've
I can get...
We've been on the air 40 minutes, and we just finished football. Oh, he's calling in to give us heck. I know
Is
the
he
phone
really?
Lines are lighting up. Should we see who's out there? What do you think?
I don't know if they want to. I don't know if they want to speak, but you know, no one has.
No one's
rung
in request
or...
to talk. That's the easiest way, because I don't want to. I don't want to click on you and you go into a stage fright and not say anything and cause me lots of editing, because that's not good.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get a. Right now, we've got the. It's just into the 5 minutes and 13 minutes. Or, yeah, 5 minutes
hey,
and 13 seconds left in the second quarter for the Dallas-Philadelphia game, and it's still Dallas 7, Philadelphia 3. So
ooh,
that's
good
looking,
game.
Be like, yeah, that's turning looking like it's going to be a good game. And let's see if Gartex can get a second win out of this one.
Houston lost, I thought.
Oh, they did lose. Never mind. Maybe he'll get a first win. Oh, no. I picked Philadelphia. They can't win.
You're confusing me now. Let's go, Eagles. Let's go. You're still my pick. I picked you originally before
I
the
picked
season
Eagles
started.
Too.
Then I went to the Giants, and now I'm back to the Eagles again.
Yes, I picked the Eagles also. So how we stand right now, Double K, is I'm beating you in the football pool by 2 games. 6-4.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Next week's another week.
So, And even and because we both have the Eagles tonight, and you picked Pittsburgh for tomorrow, and I picked Denver. Even if Pittsburgh did win tomorrow, if they win tomorrow, we still, I'll still beat you. I'm still the champion of the week.
Okay, so is everybody clear on that? Double K has no chance of winning. Double K's in the can this week. Double K is the big loser. Double K does not know football. I just hit the wrong key a couple times. I meant to pick those other teams, I swear.
And, you know, I don't know how you do your picks, but I just
kind of
go...
Randomly, obviously.
Seriously? I mean, do you have,
no,
like...
I try, but I just didn't do well.
Oh, okay. Because me, I just go, well, okay, I pick Atlanta Falcons. Okay, at home, Chicago Bears, you know. Colts, 8-0 against Texas Colts, you know. That's how I go.
Yeah, me too. Unless I have a weird feeling, but
I don't look at the, you know.
I should just notice that those weird feelings are actually gas and dismiss them and make my actual picks. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. Tonight football went into overtime, but
yes, it did.
That has been NFL football. I was just in a football mood tonight, but no one left, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So couldn't have been all that bad.
Nah, not at all.
Okay, Sunday night football. Hey, is it okay to talk about V for a minute?
V?
Yeah, can we talk about that now? Has Scott seen it?
I don't think Scott has seen it, but, you know, Scott...
We couldn't talk about it on Tuesday because I had to wait for Scott to see it, and then you didn't even watch it, Scott. You wait till I talk to you.
Well, okay, for anybody who hasn't seen V... Spoiler time, so you may want to fast forward it a little bit.
Yeah, and if you're live, sit tight, and we're going to spoil it anyway.
Yeah. So.
I liked it. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. Did you see the movie or the little miniseries they had back in the 80s?
Yes, and they had a series too, didn't they? With what's that guy's name? The one alien was Francisco. Named after San Francisco. They all named themselves after cities, the aliens.
Yeah.
I remember Francisco.
Yeah, I don't remember the series, but I remember the little mini series. But at the time I really wasn't into sci-fi, so I didn't really watch it, but I remember, you know, seeing bits and pieces of it. And as a matter of fact, they were showing it on one of the channels. They were showing the whole one afternoon they showed the whole miniseries of the original.
It's pretty true to form, I think. I think they stuck to the story. They didn't change it much.
So far. That I wouldn't know. Like I said, I didn't watch the series or the miniseries fully. I was going to watch it, but, you know, sometimes it's really hard for me to watch, like old movies because it's hard for me to get past, like, the hairstyles.
Yeah, not just the hairstyles, but usually the graphics are terrible now to the special effects we've been spoiled with. And
right.
Yeah, the sound isn't as good unless it's been remixed. And some are classics. Some are absolute classics. But
yes, and the fact that you know, their technology isn't like what it is today. You know, they didn't have cell phones and things like that, and it just makes me crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when I was watching Leave It to Beaver reruns when I was younger. It's, I don't know. Just, yeah, it doesn't fit in. The style, nothing.
Exactly. So.
Anyway, I like this, though. I did not suspect that the cop's partner would have
betrayed her. Yeah. Yes. I did not expect that at all. I mean, I was shocked.
What show was she in? Lost? Or?
She was in Lost, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, which I did find out, by
the way.
She was
a good character.
Yes, she was a very good character. And which I did find out that Lost, starting in 2010, this will be their final season.
Yes, they did the highlight during the show. That was cool.
and I'm so sad.
Yeah, but I hope they answer some questions. Like, I have never been so confused by a show in my entire life. It's like taking calculus without the answers of the book or anything to study with. I mean, it's a confusing show.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have you kept up with it?
I've tried to.
Okay.
Test me. Believe me, test me.
You have to keep up with it, show from show from show, but maybe I'm just so into it. You know, they even
like
have a
it.
Podcast called Lost the Podcast.
Yes, we should get them on here when that's coming up to go on again.
Yeah, we absolutely should get them on here.
Speaking of which, I don't mean to get off topic of V, but we've got some guests coming up. We've got that weird person that Scott booked on Tuesday.
Well, no, she's not weird. I mean, her name
is... I know. Malice, what's her name?
Malice Cooper. Is that her name or is that the name of her band? I think it's the name of her band.
Malice
Cooper.
Not sure. I think that's her
stage
name. Have you seen any pictures of her?
Yes, I have.
She pretty much looks like Alice Cooper.
Well, that's the point. She's the lead singer, and she is in an Alice Cooper tribute band, and that's the point of being in a tribute band.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, anyone that looks like Alice Cooper probably acts like Alice Cooper, and Alice Cooper's weird.
I think her name is something else, but I think Malice Cooper is the name of the band.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask her if she has a pet boa constrictor. You know,
do
like,
it.
Because Alice Cooper does. He always has that snake. He's got pets.
Yes. And did you know? Did I ever tell you I had a pet boa constrictor?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
And it got too big and you threw it in the sewers? How'd the story end?
Gave it away.
Okay. Here.
But anyway,
you don't want to keep chickens anymore. I got some for you. Just eat them all.
But anyway, then the week after that, okay, I'm going to set it up. Next weekend is the big movie, the 2012, is coming out. So
yeah.
I will be seeing the movie and reviewing it. And then there's a guy I found on Twitter. He has a website. It's called the 2012 Hoax. Okay.
Yeah,
he
sent
does
it
not.
To me.
Yes, and he does not believe that anything's going to happen in 2012. He believes it's another Y2K.
Yeah.
So
I've been waiting for this show. This is Gartex. I know has some notes about the Pope, and you've got this Nostradamus stuff you've been watching. And I'm starting to read a little bit of the Mayan prophecies themselves, so I can get a little bit of a, an understanding.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to. So anybody out there who has some fears about December 21st, 2012, you should definitely tune in that night because he is going to be here and he can probably answer some questions for you if you have any fears. So, and he's got, I mean, did you see his, did you check out his website? It's amazing. I mean, he's got all this stuff. It's not just like, you know, a little piddly website. It's very,
no, it's
very...
it's a very, very intense and well-done website.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I kind of don't think anything's going to happen either, but, I'll go along for the ride and see what everybody else has to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a
so,
skeptic, folks. I apologize, but there's certain things that I just can't grasp or believe in.
Right.
Doesn't seem like it's ripe for that to happen. Like, I know there's been a lot of disasters and stuff like that, but I don't know. It's not time yet.
Right. Exactly.
I don't think so.
Yeah. And then the week after that, I don't have a calendar, so.
I can pull one up for you. What date are you on?
Okay,
well, not what date, but what day. Next Tuesday is the 17th.
Okay, that's
going to
be
show.
When our friend from the 2012 Hoax is going to be on here. And then the Tuesday after that, Scott has booked it's a talk show called Take Back Washington. I believe her name is Debbie.
Yes,
and
very
she's,
excited about that. That should be a fun one, too.
Yes,
good debate
and
some good conversation.
Yes, and she should be on that show. So...
Indeed. Yeah, we've got some good guests coming on. Like I said, that psychic was good. I hope to maybe have her back again.
Right.
Sometime down the road. But anyway, yeah. Well, that's cool. So we're booked up pretty good. That takes us into Thanksgiving.
Right.
Cool. All right. Well, what do we have on the agenda here tonight? We have... Some rapid fire. Or do you have... Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got the rapid fire. You want me to ask the questions or...
Yeah, let me do our little intro thing here.
Okay.
And get my buzz and get my buzzer set up.
Okay.
And my timer.
All right.
Now, do you want me to go first this week? Because I went second last week, and I think you have a slight advantage when you go second.
Well, I'm already looking at the questions.
Yeah, that's true. You see them. See, I was reading them last week. So, I mean, fair is fair. So, that's fair. I didn't see them this week, and you didn't see them last week. So, and these are randomly sent in emails from listeners or, you know, just people that know us that want to send these things in, and Scott compiles them and sent them to Violet tonight. So it's kkliveradio@yahoo.com. If you have a subject or a question that you want us to answer or give our opinion on for, 30 seconds, we'll be glad to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's the intro to Rapid Fire. Love that clip. I don't know why.
The rooster gets me.
Now, you do remember the sound you hear at the end of the your 30 seconds is this. It is 30, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is this.
Party alarm!
Okay, so that's loud. It tells you. You definitely know your turn's over. I have got the clock in front of me.
Okay.
So when you read it, I will start, and I have 30 seconds to give my opinion, and I don't like not seeing the questions. I'm very unsure of myself right now. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. So, what is your favorite video game of all time, and why?
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good one to start off with. I'm going to say Diablo. I started playing the first one whenever it came out. I was on Battle.net. You have to do it on Battle.net. It's just a great game. It was a lot of fun. And then when the second one came out with all those levels and even better graphics and better monsters, I just got really hooked on it because I like playing on Battle.net. And Diablo was my favorite, and I can't wait for the new one to come. And I finished 5 seconds early.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, now it's my turn.
Okay,
well, my favorite video game of all time is the Silent Hill series because I happen to like the horror genre games, and Silent Hill scared the bejesus out of me. In fact, I cannot play that game at night. It freaks me out. I have to play during the day. So that's why I like that game, because it's pretty scary. So if you haven't played Silent Hill, play it.
Okay, you finished under the buzzer on that one, too. We're getting better at this. do you play it on Sony 2? Is that what you're playing it on?
That's what I was playing it on, yes.
Okay, because
I
think I have the first one, then, for Sony. I think I have played that. It is a cool game.
Yeah. The second one is even more awesome. So I don't have the PS3, so I don't know if I'll be getting one, because I'm thinking about an Xbox, but... We'll see.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going both ways. It's whatever my boy wants, really, for the amount that I play anymore. But I one Sony 2 game that really scared me at first when it first came out was those Resident Evils.
Yeah,
those were really ahead of their time, man.
That's what a lot of people said. They didn't really freak me out as much as the Silent Hill games. Have you seen the Silent Hill games?
Mm-hmm. I have one of them. They're cool. They're very cool.
But the second one is even freakier.
There was a real good one I had on Sony 1, or the whatever you call it, the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of it. If it comes to me, I'll let you know. It was really scary. It was cool. It was a really cool game.
Yeah.
But Sony has the best games. They really do. When it comes to sports, maybe Nintendo, but I'm not into Mario and all that stuff. I like all these role-playing ones.
Yeah. I like the that's the only reason why I really like this, is the Silent Hill games. I play Mario, but I have that on my DS, so...
No, I'm no use for Mario.
Happy.
But that's
so.
All that. I got a Wii, so I have one Nintendo. That's enough. Anyway, next question. What's the next question? Good question.
Okay. You know, next time we should get the names and stuff of the people. But anyway.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Include your name and a return email address if you want. And maybe if you're ever in a bar in Pittsburgh, we might buy you a shot in Violet's neighborhood.
There you go. Giving my money away again. All right. Next one is, will you begin watching Melrose Place 2009 now that Heather Locklear will be reprising her role as Amanda from the original Melrose Place?
No, I won't. Just kidding. I get forced into watching these shows, folks, and I don't like them. But the original was not bad. I must admit, I didn't watch it all the time. I wasn't like an avid person, but I watched it more with her than I do without her, I guess would be the answer to that one. And unless I'm forced to watch it, I'm not going to watch it. Sorry. I'm
okay,
down under the buzzer again, but no, I won't watch it.
All right, well, my answer is I don't know. I might. I mean, they brought her into the original Melrose Place because the ratings were bad, so they thought maybe she'd bring in some ratings, which she did. And I think the Melrose Place ratings now are pretty bad, so I'm thinking they might bring her back to bring in the ratings. So, you know, Amanda was one of these characters that you really loved or you really hated. Most people really hated her. But like Heather Locklear, I'm a fan of Heather Locklear, so I'm considering it.
Party alarm!
We got a buzzer, finally.
And how does Isbia feel about Heather Locklear coming back?
Isbia, you want to go online?
Well,
doing something over there. Okay, well, if you want to talk, just let us know, but you can type an answer to that if you want.
Right.
And we'll relay it to our loyal listeners for you, all the people that want to know. So tell us.
And
I'm sorry,
I
can't stand it. Now, I don't like the CSI shows either, but they look good this week when they're in, you know, they're all interweaving between the three.
Yeah.
It looks like it might be. You might see me watching it just this one time.
Yeah, well, I like those shows, so I watch all three of them. I'm not really a fan of CSI Miami, but now that they've brought in, Eddie Cibriani into Joe, I'm a fan of his, so
is that
I'm starting
tall
to
guy,
like
the,
him. The dark-haired, good-looking
guy,
one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so. And also, I want to welcome Guest 12 into the room, so welcome Guest 12. Welcome
Guest 12,
to Double
welcome.
Talk Radio. So.
Indeed.
And if you'd like, you can give us your name and where you're from. That'd be great. You don't have to give us your real name. But either way, you're welcome.
Yeah, you know, we'll give you a shout-out. We'll be glad to see
you. We like
to
know where people are from, so that's
absolutely
awesome.
And you know what? Where people are from, downloads this week, just a couple of them pop into my head. Charlotte, North Carolina. That's North Carolina, right? Charlotte?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I can't remember the name of the city. I apologize, folks, but somewhere in southern Italy. Hello,
wow.
Bobby. Guest 12 is Bobby.
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Well,
a shout out
to all our downloading folks out there.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's keep going. We're doing rapid fire here, folks, where we have to answer things within 30 seconds.
Okay, so here's a really good one. Okay. Where were you and what were you doing when you heard about the first plane flying into the World Trade Center?
Okay, I can tell you exactly where I was and what I was doing. I remember it perfectly. But I will tell you, I got married 4 days after 9/11.
Oh,
And we got married in Canada. I got to do this really fast. I only have 30 seconds. I'll tell you this story when we get back after this topic. I was watching Regis Philbin having a coffee, and I was at home. I wasn't in at work yet, or it was a day off or something, and they said something happened. It might have been a terrorist attack.
Party alarm!
That one deserves an extension. Anyway, go ahead. I was watching Bridges Built. Sorry. Guess it's part of the game,
right? Yes. Okay, so me, I was actually, I used to work in the World Trade Center. I had left New York a week before 9/11, moved to California, and I was getting ready for work when the first plane flew. Actually, I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about rumors, something coming over the line, the machine or whatever it is that they have. And I was getting ready to go to work, and I was getting ready. I was in California at the time, and so, and I, of course, I was late for work a little bit, but so was everybody else. So I didn't feel bad.
Sorry about that. I was getting so into your story that I forgot to hit the buzzer. It's a great topic. It really is. And
yeah,
the day the Earth stood still.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, that's the that day is kind of like the day of, like, you know, people who were around when Pearl Harbor, you know, the whole incident with Pearl Harbor occurred. You know, it's like, where were you? What were you doing? That's what 9/11 has become. And will
be. Oh yeah, it's a day of infamy. The day the Earth stood still. Like I said, it wasn't just the Americans that it shocked. It shocked Canadians. It shocked people across the globe. And everyone thought it was the beginning of World War III, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I know I did.
So anyway, but you know, you were saying you got married 4 days afterwards, and I hope you didn't have any out-of-town guests.
Yes, we had my aunt from California. We had Melissa's grandma and her dad and her uncle and her aunt from, two are from Florida, two from Michigan. I think that was it. Oh, my cousin maybe. I can't remember if she was there from Indiana. But yeah, we had Americans. My aunt's luggage was lost. Or delayed or something. But we didn't think they were going to make it. 4 days, September 15th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowee. So.
That's cool. That was a good one. That was a very good one. Okay.
Yeah, very excellent question. So.
What are we up for? Well, I don't know about the one from Melrose Place. But anyway, keep going. The other ones have all been good.
That's the third one. Okay, next one is... if you were to be a reality show contestant, what reality show would you like to be on, and why?
Okay, now before I start, let's clarify our ground rules on this. Like, how are you playing this now? Can this be like one of those Amazing Races, like a contest one too? It doesn't have to be Springer or something, right?
Oh no, reality show. Meaning, I think they mean those kinds of reality shows.
Okay, awesome. Then I'll start now, and I think that I would either want to be on. Dog Eat Dog. I'm going to have to say three because this is a tough one. Dog Eat Dog. That Japanese game show, but not the one, Wipeout, it's called. Wipeout. Or, what was my third one? Oh, I had another one, too. Oh, Hell's Kitchen, of course. Hell's Kitchen. I'd want to be on Hell's Kitchen.
Poppy Allah!
All right.
That's interesting. Okay. My turn. If I were to be on a reality show, I would want... There's only one reality show that I want to be on, and I almost went and tried to be a contestant on there, or audition for it, but things kind of... Anyway, it would be The Amazing Race, because I like the fact of traveling to all those countries and, you know, rushing around like crazy and doing all those weird, crazy things, and I think that would be an interesting reality show to be on. So, and for $1 million... Why not?
Yeah, well, hey.
Yeah, my sister...
Could you group game shows into that, too? Because I've always wanted to go on Jeopardy.
Really?
Although Wheel of Fortune would be so easy. I could clean house on that show.
Well, you know. So you think, until you get in front of the cameras.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at Jeopardy, though. My all-time favorite, though, was Scrabble. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
With Chuck Woolery, or whatever his name was.
Yeah. No, you know, I thought Price is Right would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be fun. That I don't know. I don't shop that much. I like no whammies.
Well, you know, it's really funny because my family years ago, and this is when they still had Richard Dawson as the host, my family was considering going on The Family Feud.
I'd love to go on that show.
I don't think they have that show anymore.
And of course, I would be the second one in line, and I would play the last round of the final round. Sorry,
course.
Family, but that's the way it would go. I love that game. I always get, I never get X's, ever. Never get X's in Family Feud. I'll start
that
a Family
a
Feud
show,
with my family over that game right now.
I don't think there's a show, I don't think, you know what, they should have, I don't know, once Richard Dawson left, they should have canceled it for good because, you know, Richard Dawson was the ultimate Family Feud host. You know, they called him the Kissing Bandit. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah, thank God he did not have mononucleosis. Kissed everybody. He was running for mayor or something. My Lord. Okay, what's number four?
All right, this one should be pretty easy. This one is, who do you think will win the Monday Night Football game tomorrow? The Steelers or Denver Broncos?
Well, like I told you back in the football recap, I believe the Steelers are going to win this game because I don't even know where it is. I believe it's in Denver. But anyway, it doesn't matter who's at home. Denver is not for real. I don't believe they're for real. I think they're going to choke, and I think if anything, they'll make the playoffs on a wild card. They may win that dumpy division they're in. I have no idea, but they're going to fall in the playoffs no matter what. They're not for real. Denver's out. Pittsburgh's going to win. That's the end of it. And...
Poppy alarm!
What is that?
The buzzer.
I know. I'm going to be hearing that in my dreams. Anyway, my answer is, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I want to say the Steelers. I really do. I love the Steelers. You know that. I want to say the Steelers. I picked Denver. I'm being superstitious again. But it's too tough to call for me. I'm going to say the Steelers, but I picked Denver.
Oh,
that's my
go.
Answer.
Take all your money to Las Vegas because Violet says the Steelers, even though she bet on Denver.
Oh, I know, I'm nuts.
Can you say Sybil? Just kidding. Okay, what's next? That was a good one, too, though. Good question for me.
Yeah, very good question. So email us. We also got that call line.
Oh, that's
line.
Five? That's five?
Yeah, that's five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no more
five.
Party alarm.
Where'd you get that? What is he saying?
No, party alarm, I think.
Party alarm?
I got
alarm?
It off LimeWire, I think. I don't know where I got it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I didn't
All
pay
right.
for it, I'll tell you that. I bid for it on eBay or something.
So you guys can, if you want to send in a question for Rapid Fire for next Sunday, you can do it one of two ways. You can email it to us at kkliveradio@yahoo.com, or you can call the water cooler hotline at 1-206-339-4077. And, you know, we'd like to know if it's okay to say, you know, who you are and where you're from. You don't have to give us your social security number or anything. First name is fine, or a nickname. And so that we can say who you are and that this was your question on the air. So send us questions.
And we will do our best to answer anything. We try
yes.
to say that we are the straight-talking DJs of the Internet.
Right.
So fire away at us. Challenge us. Ask us whatever, you know. Go ahead.
Yes,
fire away.
Absolutely. Fire away. And let's see here. We've got Guest 14. I don't think we said hello to Guest 14. So
Guest
hello
14.
And welcome to Guest 14. Welcome to Double Talk Radio. Good to have you here. And I guess Scotty wasn't able to call in, unfortunately. And our buddy Bruce never came back, so. Oh, well.
That doesn't. He likes that after-show stuff, but I don't know. For a guy who's a podcaster, he's mighty shy of the airwaves. Come on, Bruce, call in. We're ready for you now. I just didn't want you in the first 5 minutes, buddy. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Come on, call back. You
yes.
know we love you.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I don't think our listeners know, but we happen to be on the last episode of Shattered Planet.
Yeah, listen
so.
Closely, and you can see the boys from Shattered Planet make mockery of Double Talk Radio, Canadians, and people from Pennsylvania. Gee, I wonder who they're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So let's get to your
top
10.
Did they get Scotty too, or does Scotty not get picked on
not
like
really.
Us?
Not really. He didn't get really picked on like us, but
more
you know.
And I. Yeah.
Yeah. More you and I.
Are. Well, we're still saying we love Shattered Planet. Go listen to it. Even though we discovered you, Bruce, we boosted your ratings. We put your name out there in front of all these people. Week in and week out, we say how much we like Shattered Planet, and you just crash us, whatever turn you get. Check out the review that he did on our talk show page at 58563. Check
yeah.
it out.
Definitely
and,
check it out.
It's if you can understand it, then listen to the show.
If you can understand it, can you explain it to me, please?
Please, please explain it to us. We're very shallow people. In real life, we are. Anyway, we'll be back right after this little message about Tuesday's show and tonight's, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm.
All aboard!
Double Talk Radio is recorded live every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. So come on by the water cooler. For the coolest talk on the internet, join the interactive chat room or call the show at 1-724-444-7444. Enter 58563, then the pound key. Visit the homepage at doubletalk.bigbig.com. And be sure to join the DTR Army on Facebook. Just enter Double Talk Radio. Now back to the water cooler.
I just realized we got to re-record that thing. Because we're 9 o'clock Tuesdays for the next little while.
Yes, just for a few weeks, right?
Yeah, hopefully just a few weeks till I get through this training. I'm being dragged all over the place and mentally and physically still. I'm up very early, so I appreciate hopefully all of you will still come, maybe some new listeners as well. And as soon as we can, we'll get back to 10.
Right,
well,
exactly. And look who came and stopped by, our friend Cody. Cody! Hi, Cody!
Cody, where you been, man? Like, are you just hiding out, and or are you in some kind of trouble down there? Are you grounded, or what?
You had us worried there for a while.
Do not do your homework, and everyone's saying, no more Double Talk Radio for you, kid.
Welcome back, Cody. We missed you, so.
He looks excited to be back. Yeah, I missed you, Cody. You missed the long, dramatic little thing that Violet said, you know, about how much we care about our listeners, and when you leave us, when we're used to having you around, we miss you so much. Please bake some cookies and send them to us. And
well,
I know
download,
you're too
you
old
can hear...
to get grounded. Cody, I got to pick on you about something, and I just, you know.
Well, download the show, and you'll get to hear what I said. Anyway. All right. So
they make men out of those kids in South Dakota at a real young age. Isn't that
so,
where
anyway.
They filmed Here Come the Brides? Remember that show?
The who? What
Here
show?
Come the Brides. You like westerns?
No. Just like,
okay.
The only westerns I like are, Clint Eastwood westerns.
Cody, you're going to have to go download, because we did a whole thing on football, and I was right into it tonight, and man, you missed it. I was on a roll.
That's our Cody.
Okay, so we're almost going into our main subject tonight, which is that terrible thing that happened at Fort Hood in Texas. But before that, we've got the countdown. And
yes.
The countdown tonight is, let me find my little teleprompter here.
Top 10.
The countdown tonight is, the top 10, right, not the countdown. The top 10, thank you. The top 10 murders and assassinations in American history. And this is an interesting little list. So first I do my little countdown here.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
See, that's where I got countdown from. I was looking at the at my sign. That's called the countdown.
Ah.
This is the top 10. The top 10 murder assassinations in American history. A kid from Harvard was taking a survey for a thesis or something. I found this online. And see if you agree. He's got the person or the event, and a little explanation of what he thinks here. So
okay.
number 10 is the assassination of Malcolm X. He says, unlike Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the police knew a day in advance exactly how the murder would happen, as it was staged by the killers, and they did nothing to even try to prevent it. The FBI may have plotted it by using Nation of Islam co-leaders, and it was done by his own race and religious sect. I don't know that much about him, so I can't really speak on that one.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I can't really speak on that one either.
Okay.
But I did not know that they knew ahead of time.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. So,
well, he's a Harvard. He's a Harvard student, so he's had to do some research on this.
I would think so. So, yeah, I don't know. I probably should have watched the movie or read the book, but I didn't on Malcolm.
I guess 14 says there's always Wikipedia, which is true.
Very true. Somebody search it. Where's Scott when we need him?
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, and he words it like this: Jeffrey Dahmer's serial murders.
Yeah.
He should have been a mortician. This man is beyond crazy. Body parts in the refrigerator. He is beyond even attempting to explain what he did. That is how bad what he did is. It's
mm-hmm.
university students today, I guess.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that. That grammar wasn't that great. But anyway.
No. For Harvard,
yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, Dahmer was a real crazy. I remember when I heard that, too. I remember I was watching CNN or something like that, and they were pulling these oil cans out of the apartment, you know.
Right.
Body parts. Yeah, he was a nut.
Yeah, he was from a town called Bath, Ohio, which is just outside of Akron. And Akron's about a couple hours from Pittsburgh, so. And as a matter of fact,
this is one of those events you don't want to lay fame to Pittsburgh on.
I know. Actually, yeah. It's a town where my ex-husband used to live, but.
Ooh, the
anyway.
Dagger's out.
Anyway.
Number seven. Columbine. In Denver?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just outside of Denver.
Yeah. Changed the way we look at schools and neglected children forever. And that was kind of disturbing. That was
very
disturbing. How many died there? See, he doesn't have the facts. I wish he had how many people each one killed.
Well, let me see if I can quickly do a Scotty.
Yeah. I'll go to number 6 while you're doing that. Harper's Ferry. I didn't even know this one, to be honest with you. Number 6.
Harper's Ferry?
Yeah, it was the prelude to the Civil War, and it showed that slavery was more than just an economic issue, but a moral issue. That when men were willing to die for white and black without compromise. Harper's Ferry exposed the failures of 15 other presidents to quietly end the slavery issue morally. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, I pulled up the Columbine High School massacre, and this is almost like what happened in Texas. Let's see, 12 students and one teacher were killed. 21 were injured.
Remember, that was brutal.
Yeah, that was very brutal.
I'm very sorry because I don't know what happened there, but I missed number 8. Sorry.
What was number 8?
Number 8 was Ted Bundy's serial murders. I skimmed over that. Oh, because I saw Jeffrey Dahmer in the paragraph. Here we go, because it says, he was an intelligent, smart guy that was so innocent, he smoothed his way to keep doing more killings. By his looks, charm, charisma, only for you to see he was nothing more than a Jeffrey Dahmer in winter.
Yes. No, I agree with that, absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, he had all the looks. He was very handsome. If I had met Jeffrey Dahmer, and he would have probably charmed the pants off of me, to be honest with you.
Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy?
I mean, Ted Bundy.
Okay. All right.
Not Jeffrey Dahmer.
I see that. I was thinking, okay, that's weird. All
right.
You're
getting me confused. All right,
OJ, number five now. Because remember, seven was Concubine or Columbine, and
six
was Harper's Ferry.
Okay, number five.
Five, the O.J. Simpson trial is what he's got here. I guess the whole O.J. Simpson thing. Soap opera of the century. This trial was a made-for-TV, unlike the soppy TV movie. It made regularly scheduled soap operas go off the air and take a backseat to reality TV. Reality TV was taken into space, and the rest is history. Well, speaking of our reality TV question.
Yeah. You know, although I don't know if all that started with O.J. I mean, because there was the case of the Long Island Lolita before that, and then there was the Menendez brothers before that also made, you know, people stop and notice as well. But O.J. did. I think O.J.'s verdict made everybody stop and wait.
Well, that was brutal. That was the weirdest. I was for sure he was guilty. And I watched, folks, I never watched so much consecutive CNN in my entire life as I did from the time that Bronco was being chased through the whole flipping trial. I could probably act out a character in that thing without a script.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Double K, Big John is here, and let's get him on the line.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Sorry, I'm not reading the chat room, so you got to kind of key me in here. Big John, welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Well, good evening.
Hi, Big John.
Hey, how you doing there, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good now that I'm here with you.
So how you doing? How's your week going?
Hey, my weekend was great.
Yeah, I had a good weekend, too. Busy, but...
Yeah, I did a lot of work around the house.
Yeah, it was that kind of weather, eh?
Yeah, it was nice.
We'll see again until probably May, April, maybe.
I hope we see it tomorrow.
Oh, me too.
I hear we're supposed to.
Good. I haven't heard anything yet, but it was nice out.
Yeah, and Big John and I are in the same area. I'm in Ontario. He's in Michigan. We're right across, and Violet's in Pittsburgh, so we're all really close, everybody. That's why we're expecting good weather.
Yeah. I believe Pittsburgh's only a five or six-hour drive from Detroit.
Well,
you know,
we're going to meet at Cedar Point, so...
Right.
Oh, who's going to Cedar Point?
You like roller coasters, Big John?
They scare the hell out of me.
Me too, man. Listen to last week's show. I'll tell you exactly how I feel about those.
Oh, they scare the hell out of me.
Me too.
We're talking about
meeting in Cedar Point.
And, yeah.
Like, we're each going to go halfway. It's about, I don't know, 2 hours, whatever each. Anyway, and I'll be the purse holder.
You know what? You better check to see if they're open.
Why?
Well, no, we're not going until next year, probably.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going, like, next weekend or something.
Scott and I don't like
the roller coasters, and our girls, like Violet, likes the roller coasters, and my wife likes roller coasters, so we figured it would work out well. Scott and I will watch the food in the picnic basket.
Have either of you ever been there before?
Oh, yeah. I have many, many, many times.
I've gone almost every year of my life.
Yeah. Same here, so.
Yep.
Hey, Big John, do you remember Boblo Island?
Absolutely. The Boblo boat.
That was a great place, eh?
Yep.
It was nothing like Cedar Point. It was just like one big giant state fair all summer long.
Right.
Oh,
we had an amusement park right in the city called Edgewater Park.
Is that down by Metro Beach?
I have no idea. It doesn't exist anymore. I was a little tiny kid, but it was in the city. It was right in the city.
Huh.
Look at this now, eh? They built up condos or something on there, and they've got a vacancy rate of like 80%. They should have kept the amusement park, because there's nothing to do around here for families. Nothing. At least on our side of the border. Very
That's
little.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you got casinos. You teach the kids to gamble. You go to strip clubs.
Yeah, you got the zoo. The Detroit Zoo takes 2 hours to go through.
The zoo's still pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, Point Pelee. I don't know.
What are you laughing at?
You still got your age 19 drinking age, right?
Yeah, but we like to encourage our children to partake in that, for sure. Mine's not quite that age, but... my boy's only five, but, you know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're five or
hey,
six
kid,
years,
here's your
he'll
ID.
Be
I've
ready.
Been holding it for you for 19 years.
Well, in five or six years, he'll be ready for a beer.
Wait, isn't it in England they have at some ridiculous age, like 14 or 15, you can go into a pub?
I don't know.
I think
in France they give them wine, like, right off the, you know, in their bottles.
Well, in France and Italy, both.
Yeah.
The minute they're born, they're,
It's like juice. They have it on the table like juice.
Right. Well, hi there, guest 14. They're talking to me in the chat, and I'm just ignoring them. How you doing there? Okay.
I don't know who guest 14 is.
Yeah,
I
me either.
Could be Chris. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about let me go to the top here, the top 10 murders and assassinations in American history.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you missed so far, Big John. The assassination of Malcolm X was number 10. Jeffrey Dahmer's serial murders were number 9. Ted Bundy's serial murders were number 8. Columbine was number 7. Number 6 was the Harper's Ferry. Do you know what that is?
I should know what that is.
It's some prelude to the Civil War, the blah, 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 blah. Expose slavery for what it is, and I can't read the whole thing again.
Yeah, my history is failing me. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Number 5 was the O.J. Simpson trial. That's what we left off at.
O.J. Simpson murder?
Well, they got trial here. This was put together, by the way, from some Harvard student who was working on he polled a whole bunch of people, and this is what they came up with.
Okay.
This is not my list. So now we're on to number 4, folks, and that is Abraham Lincoln's assassination.
Mm-hmm.
In the twilight of healing from the Civil War, the man with the right answers was gone, and you really have no one who can stand in his shadow for nearly 70 years. Again, some of these things he's saying, I really don't have the authority to comment on them, so...
Because you're Canadian?
Well, I'm a Canadian. I really... this guy's kind of stumping me on some of the facts he's giving me. Like, maybe you know, Big John, the assassination of Malcolm X, apparently the police knew about it a day in advance of the murder. Have you heard anything
about
that?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that whole Malcolm X thing.
Yeah, me either.
See, yeah, so not just... a lot of people do. And except that he was assassinated. But I had no idea that the cops had any clue.
Do you know why you don't know that stuff, Violet?
Why?
Because you're white.
I'm not white.
What color are you?
I'm Asian.
Are you? Okay, well, that's why. Because you're not black.
I'm yellow.
How about that? Okay.
It's so
because you're not black. Who, me?
No, just, you know, we won't say, we just automatically say people of color as black. It's because they pressure us into a corner like that. But anyway,
yeah, the whole political correctness thing drives me up a wall. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, get Gartex on here one night with his race cards and stuff like that, and we can get into some of the more good ones. But anyway, go ahead. I'm
yellow.
Okay, so you're yellow. That's why, come you don't know anything about the Malcolm X issue.
You know, he wasn't an important character in history, though. We probably should know about it.
But you know what? I know it's a black thing, but, I mean, Spike Lee, didn't he do the movie Malcolm X?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to rent it or burn it or something.
It's an excellent movie, by the way. I love, Spike Lee does, pretty much good.
Do the Right Thing was a good movie. I like that one. Do the Right Thing.
It was all. They were all good. There was that one. She's Gotta. I think it's called She's Gotta Have It or something like that. I think it was his first movie. Excellent movie.
Yeah, awesome movie. While I'm thinking of this, the last three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember the title, okay? So we're the top 10 murders, assassinations in American history.
Okay.
It's his top 10?
This guy's, not mine.
Okay.
And he took a poll of a whole bunch of people, apparently. I don't have the blog part of it up here. I just copied the actual survey. His comment on the whole general of the past three was, or the last three, sorry, was, you must look at intensity, scope, and the times to really weigh in at the top.
Okay.
So here's the last three, because I think we could debate the order. But Number three on his list is JFK's assassination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was big impact.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Full conspiracy and cover-ups on a very popular celebrity slash president.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Now, here's where I'm wondering if this falls into the American history.
Okay.
And scour me if I'm wrong. I apologize. But Nazi death camps, Nuremberg trials. I guess that throws it in. Okay. Murder, cold, thoughtless, cruel, evil, at the worst since African-American slavery.
It's not American. It wasn't
an American
issue.
No, he said the worst since. That's what he's writing. I'm just quoting what this guy's writing. These are not my opinions or statements.
No, right.
But I'm going to disagree with him.
Me too. I'm agreeing with Big John. That's not American.
And that's what I was leading to. I would think then you have to include, like we mentioned, Darfur earlier.
Right.
You can mention Saddam Hussein killing the Kurds. I mean, you can
right.
go
and
in
it further. Can go on and on and on and on.
There's genocides all over the place. So yeah, I would disqualify that. So maybe we can throw in one more of our own at the end here.
Okay.
So the number one being the 9/11 tragedy.
Okay.
Which we talked about earlier as well.
Right.
Largest terrorist plot succeeded in cold murder on thousands. It was so big it made the Oklahoma City bombings look like a dwarf, which is true.
Right.
I agree, that's number one.
It's funny that he's got that as number one, but doesn't have, I just lost my train of thought. Wow.
Are you talking about Martin Luther King?
No, but that could have been in there too.
Yeah, he didn't have that in there, so.
Who was what was that guy's name who lost in the duel a long time ago, an old president? Was his name Hamilton?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
I'm really bad on my American history.
Now, I'm looking into the chat room here, and guess 14.
Oh, Pearl Harbor. That's the one. That's the one I was thinking. Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
thank you.
Pearl
Harbor. I didn't even think of that.
Right.
Did you have that in there?
Yes,
right.
I agree with Pearl Harbor.
Right.
The day of infamy.
Now, he says, sorry, but it couldn't have happened without it being allowed to happen. But yeah, Pearl Harbor is another one that should have been on that list.
Yes, I agree. I didn't even think of that one.
There's a few more. There's a few more. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to pick. You know, it's kind of like picking your top five horror movies. You know.
Yeah.
You know, like there's the Manson murders.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, those are pretty brutal.
Absolutely, I agree with that one.
You want to hear my connection to Charles Manson?
Oh boy.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I know, this is really, well, it's really weird for me, but my wife and I play this game. You're familiar with the game, The 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you remember the movie The 6 Degrees of Separation?
Yes.
Okay. They started this game called, is it 7 Degrees or 6 Degrees? 6 Degrees
I think it's 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, but he can be traced back. You can trace any actor to him. Like I once did Clark Gable.
DNA-wise, they're related?
Well, no, because you say things like, okay, Clark Gable was in a movie with this particular actress who was also in a movie with this particular actor who was in a movie with this person who was in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Oh, very cool.
You can do it in 7 degrees.
Okay.
And it can always lead, every actor that you can think of will always lead to Kevin Bacon.
Right. Now, ask me why, Double K.
I will ask you why, because I'm wondering why I can't end up as another actor.
Okay.
Just the same.
The reason being is, Kevin Bacon has been in so many ensemble movies.
Oh.
Is why.
Big-time, high-budget pictures, you mean?
Well, not just high-budget pictures, but he's been in movies that are considered ensemble movies, meaning there's a group of actors, and they're big-name actors.
It may not have been big when he made the movie.
Well, no, like
yeah,
he's been in a few good men,
and he's been in Footloose, and he's been in a lot of different movies. That guy,
right? So
he's done a wide range of movies. So I can see that. Okay.
So when you pick apart all the people he's been in the movies with, they've all been in movies with somebody who's been in movies with somebody. Now my wife and I play this game with ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. So
the 7 degrees of Big John.
Right, and we connect ourselves to famous people.
Oh, wow.
Because both of us have been in the radio business for so many years, and we've met people along the way.
Okay.
So, I was at a radio station, and I met and shook hands with Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was the drummer who died.
Right.
He was the youngest brother who died long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Manson used to live with him.
Yes, he did. That's right.
Let's do a Charlie Manson show sometime.
I'm two degrees from Charles Manson. Isn't that spooky?
That guy's freaky, man. That guy is freaky. Yeah, he would definitely, whoever said that, he would definitely have to be... up in the top two or three.
Right. Do you remember the, oh, crap. Man, I have no mind tonight. My mind is absolutely shot for some reason.
Yeah, you know
it's
how I feel
nice
every
weather.
Day.
Oh, Double K, you might remember this person. Tom Snyder. You remember a guy named Tom Snyder?
He's a disc jockey, right?
He was a television host. He had a talk show for a while.
Oh, he had little white hair.
Though.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
See, Violet, you seem too young for some
reason.
Well,
I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, but he's been gone for a long time.
I know, but I heard him on a show. They were talking about him. That's how I know who he is.
Okay, well, he was a great interviewer. He would ask the questions that nobody else would have the balls to ask. And he did a whole show talking to Charles Manson.
Really?
And I used to have it on a cassette someplace, and I really wish I could, like, dig it up.
Because it was amazing.
It was just an amazing interview. And then at one point...
Tom Snyder, and maybe it's on YouTube. You never know.
Oh, maybe. He asked Charles Manson. He said, Charles, let's say you got out of prison today, and you were set free.
Mm-hmm.
He said, where would you go? Because, frankly... Who would want to be your neighbor? You know, I mean, who's going to ask
him?
Yeah, I mean, where would he live?
He'd have to go to Baffin Island or Greenland or somewhere.
Right. His answer was he would go sit out on the front lawn of the prison.
Really?
That's where he would go if he was released. Right then and there, he would just go out and sit on the lawn. He's a freak.
Does he want to get out of...
I don't think he wants to get out now, because...
Does he even scare himself?
Well, he has spent... When he was imprisoned for those murders, at that point in his life, he had already spent half of his life behind bars.
Yes.
So he doesn't know any better. He wouldn't be able to survive.
I'm trying to remember all this stuff now. I wasn't expecting Charlie Manson tonight, but
Did you read his book, or did you read Helter Skelter?
I read Helter Skelter.
Yeah, I read Helter Skelter too.
Yeah. Read his book.
I must. I am fascinated by this guy.
Look at the guest 14 is all over the place. Look at this. Oh, and then Violet too. Look at you, go girl.
Wow, you guys are. Guest 14,
yeah.
You're awesome, man. He's put up a few. He put 6 degrees of separation up there.
Yeah. Why don't you have a microphone, Guest 14?
Yeah, he's awesome in the chat room. He or she, I shouldn't.
Right.
And a big shout out to our good friend Cody Breck. I keep forgetting that he's out there. I've missed him dearly.
I was really looking forward to coming on the show here tonight because I had a conversation with a girl where I work today. On Friday. And she said something to me that absolutely blew my mind. I'm pretty in tune with all of your political views, okay,
right.
Even though they differ from mine.
Right.
But there was a girl at work who, she's very young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say she's 24, maybe.
Okay.
Doesn't make a lot of money. Makes very little. She's probably the lowest paid full-time person on our staff. She said that she really believes that she has a socialistic view or a socialistic outlook on life. And she started telling me some of the things she believes. And one of the things was if there's a ball player making, you know, $10 million a year, he absolutely should be given some of his money away to the people who can't afford to buy food and have health care and all this. Okay?
Which, this girl sounds like she's borderline communist so far.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, boy. I'm not surprised. Anyway.
So, and I explained to her, you know, I explained to her, I said, now you realize that even though you make very little money, that same percentage of money will be taken from you to give to people who make even less than you.
Yeah, sure will.
Okay?
If you properly follow the system.
Right. So, she said she wrote a paper in school on one of her beliefs is that, this is going to kill you guys because it killed me. When children are born in this country, they should immediately, upon birth, be given a contraceptive drug injected into their body that would prevent pregnancy for 18 years.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That's frightening.
Is this some contract that your work has with some, like, halfway house or something? Like, did this girl a psych hospital?
No. It's a radio station.
And don't tell me she's an on-air personality.
No. No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, she's someone that works in the office. But she was telling me this stuff. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? She says that's the only way to prevent all these unwanted pregnancies.
Like, you start to get into abortion and all that stuff, and you're getting into a whole other debate. But I'll tell you, that's
right. Isn't that something?
That's something. You know what? I'm not surprised. I mean, a lot of young people actually do believe in socialism. I mean, you know, I was raised with parents that I had to work for everything. You know, I did get a car after graduation from high school, but I didn't just get a car because I graduated from high school. I had to earn it.
Right.
You know, by good grades and, you know, graduating the top of my class, and that's the only way I was going to get that car.
Right.
And I wasn't even allowed to bring the car to school, to college, when I went off to college.
you couldn't take the car to college?
No. No. The other thing is, too, like in my summer vacations, I had a choice of either working or going to school. Those are my two choices.
Wow.
And I could
I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that's socialist.
Yeah.
No,
it's not socialist. I'm just saying I believe the way I believe. I don't believe in the socialistic view because I believe that, you know, first of all, this country works so that if you want to be a success, make yourself into a success, you can.
Right. Go on
the United States of America, again, from an outside point of view. Even though I'm about as inside as you can get as a foreigner, but
as an outsider, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the outside point of view is the true definition of the United States of America is that it is the pinnacle of capitalism, and like all these people who moved over from other countries and continue to do that are doing because of simply something called the American Dream.
And a lot of them find it.
That is not socialism, man. It's a
right
and. You know, a lot of people have got wealthy and a lot of people get knocked down on the way, but, I know there's some cases where people are hard done by and it's not their fault, but for the most part, it's all a string of decisions you make along the way, right?
Right. Right. Now, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the interview that, and I know, Big John, you're not a big fan of Sean Hannity, but he actually interviewed Michael Moore. He had an interview with Michael Moore, and he challenged Michael Moore, and he said to him, hey, you know, you want me to give away the money that I make because I'm already giving away 60% in taxes. Plus, you know, he donates all this money. He said to Michael Moore, he goes, why don't you give some of your money away if this is what you believe in? You know, give away 95% of your wealth. And Michael Moore would not admit that he was wealthy. He would not admit it.
Yeah, and I think we got a good point out here from guest 14 in the chat room for people that don't see this. They're saying this woman's point of views are an argument for anarchism. Hello, Mr. State, get your hands on the frack off my body. And then the idea that everyone should have the opportunity to be rich is a con job that has been brainwashed into people.
I disagree with that comment. Yeah. I think everybody does have the opportunity, but they don't take it.
Right.
Yes.
Or they don't.
Like
they're not willing to work hard for it.
Right.
Choices
exactly.
are made. It's a
right.
slow fade.
I can sit home and collect welfare fade. And have babies. Mm-hmm. I can't, but women can. You know, or you go out there and work and make a living and do the best you can.
Right.
Guest 14 does not agree with us, and you know, I
can
encourage
see that.
You to call in. 724-444-7444, hit 58563, and then the pound key. You know, and I come from Canada, which is more socialist, and
right.
we are capitalists too. But we would kill to have the same sort of like just the economy in the States. Like, I mean, just your purchasing power. I mean, our dollars are almost equal right now. Yet a television or a car or you know, anything is like 20 to 30% more at least. On an app per dollar, it's cheaper for me to buy it in the States. Not to mention gas, cigarettes, alcohol, these
right.
things that are
taxed. Are you a smoker there, Double K?
I am, yeah. You know, I am. But,
okay.
You know, I'd like to quit, but I haven't been able to
well, let me tell you
defeat
something.
That demon yet.
But, well, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. I smoked my whole life. I think I started smoking when I was 15 years old. And I loved it. I enjoyed smoking. You know, the last number of years, you feel like a leper if you're smoking.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
I mean, it's the
it's
total
right.
wrong thing to do
nowadays
anymore.
Nowadays you do, yeah.
Right. So, I mean...
I'm surprised I can smoke in my own house.
Now, do you still smoke, Big John?
This month, excuse me, this month, I believe the 16th of this month will be 4 years.
Wow.
And I didn't want to quit. I just knew that I should. And there was a woman south of Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor. Has given acupuncture to people that I know. And I'm not a believer in acupuncture either.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to this woman. And we had a 10 or 12 of us, a little hour-long seminar. About
right.
acupuncture, about why it works, how it works. Doesn't matter if you believe in it or not.
Right.
And then we all went into our little rooms by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
She came in and stuck us with 6 needles.
Mm-hmm.
And 15 minutes later, so a nurse came in and pulled them out and sent me on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
I never smoked again.
Get out.
So it was acupuncture that did it.
It was absolutely freaking magic. Because I didn't even want to quit. I knew
wow.
that I should. And on my way to the acupuncture, I smoked like a chimney. I thought, if this is the last time I'm smoking, I'm getting them all in now.
Might as well.
I got Scotty on the line, by the way, folks. Sorry, I didn't see you, Scott. How long have you been on hold?
A couple minutes.
I apologize.
Sorry about that, Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey. Not long.
How's work?
Work.
What are you up to?
Nothing. I'm taking a quick break before I go insane.
Ah. Good for
cool.
you. Well,
yeah.
I have to tell you,
we're
Big John.
We're debating capitalism.
I actually quit smoking about 8 days ago.
You're kidding me.
No.
Cold turkey?
I was going to ask you, Violet, if you still
turkey.
Stopped.
Wow,
I am
that's
still stopped.
Good.
Okay, good for you.
That's
I'm still
good.
Stopped. And I might go to that acupuncture thing. Because I'm having the cravings.
For me, it's like trying to wean yourself off heroin. Not that I've ever done heroin.
No. I absolutely understand. I tried quitting a million times. I'd smoke my last one in the evening, and I wouldn't have any. And the first thing in the morning, before I even took a shower, I'd throw some clothes on and go buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
I never quit for more than an evening while I was sleeping.
Wow.
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. It was just, I was absolutely addicted.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I thought it was like, so it was very social. It was very, I just loved it.
At one point, it was a very social thing.
It still was for me, anyway. It just, I mean, people.
I really enjoy it. I'm sorry.
I do too.
I enjoy it.
I do too. I did. But when I had this acupuncture,
I'm so bad. I'm at the point here where I don't know if I have any more cigarettes down here, and I want a cigarette now.
And it makes you crazy. It used to make me crazy knowing I had none handy.
I hear you, Big John.
So yeah, so I'll tell you what.
I'm living the dream right now.
She stuck 6 needles in me for 15 minutes. And I think about it sometimes. I think, you know, I'll have a nice meal or something, a glass of wine, and go, wow, I would love, like having a cigarette right now would be the perfect end of this meal.
Mm-hmm.
And as fast as that thought gets into my mind, it immediately vanishes.
Wow. Wow. And Big John, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but before I let you go on, I noticed a while back that Ahar joined us in the room, so I just want to welcome them. So, anyway, go on.
Okay. Hi, Ahar. How are you doing there, pal?
sorry about that.
It's okay. Yeah, so basically, I don't know if it works for everybody, you know, if every doctor does it the same,
mm-hmm.
but I have sent numerous people to this woman,
mm-hmm.
and it's been successful.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I
Where
don't...
is she?
She's south of Toledo in a city called Perrysburg. It's a small suburb.
I've heard of Perrysburg.
South of Toledo, Ohio. And
hey,
she was just
go, Ohio.
Yeah,
what's her name?
Buckeye State.
Toledo. Perrysburg.
Right, her name is, her first name is Doran. Dorrin.
Uh-huh.
And her last name is Birch. It's either BIRCH or BURCH. I don't remember.
Wow.
Hey.
And my wife...
Well, maybe I'll try it. What do I
get
to lose?
Here's the thing. My wife said that if I went and did this and it worked for me, then she would go have it done.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, after I didn't smoke for 2 years, she went and had it done, and she has not smoked since then.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But
nice.
The thing is, for those 2 years, she smoked sitting right next to me in the house.
Oh.
And it didn't bother me.
Oh. Wow.
I love the smell.
I mean, sometimes if I'll smell it. I can be someplace, I can smell it, and I remember. But this woman said, 2 hits off a cigarette, and you will instantly be addicted again.
Yeah.
The physical addiction will override the physiological.
Right, but the thing was, it was so effortless. It was so effortless for me. You know,
was
it was like
amazing. Was it the acupuncture with the actual needles, or was it the electric shock one?
No, it was needles. She stuck.
It was the real acupuncture then.
Yeah, it was the little tiny needles. I mean, you feel it for a second. It just feels like a little pinch for a second. And there's only 6 of them.
It's, really?
Yeah, and it was like, I'm telling you, it was freaking magic. Because I had no withdrawals, no nothing. I just never smoked again. I never had that, you know, that urge. You go, man, I want a cigarette. I got to have a cigarette. That never, ever came back.
Wow.
That's like that pill they talk about. I don't know if you have it in the States, but there's some pill that might give you bad dreams or something. But
we have that pill. I forgot what it's called.
No, I can't remember it.
We have it.
Yeah, we have it. Doesn't work. Anyway, Mike Luzler, open mic, insert foot, is here.
Oh. Is that guy's show? I've seen the list, but I never went to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Show
10038.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. I've seen the title, but I've never ever checked in.
You should download it. After I download ours and listen to ours, I always like to listen to ours. I've been downloading Mike's show, catching up, and it's a fun show.
And Scotty's going to line up Mike one night if Mike agrees, if we don't conflict with one of his shows, because he's on quite a bit, three or four times a week anyway.
Yeah, we should get him for our Tuesday show.
Yeah, we should get him here for when Debbie comes on.
Yeah, Mike says you're not a real talk show user until you hear his show.
He's got a good show. I'll vouch for it. He's got a good show. I'm very impartial to my own as well, but I do like his show, and now he is only on weekly, which is Sunday.
Does he have audience participation, or do you only listen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he loves it when people calls in.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a great co-hostess named Brain.
What'd she look like?
I don't know what she looks like.
What she sound like? Did she sound like I'd like her?
Audio
you'd
speaking,
like her.
She is very appealing. She has a very nice voice, and she's got a good personality. And yeah, let's get on the show. Let's have the two dynamic duos meet up on Double Talk Radio.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, she's coming the 24th, so...
Okay, we should get Mike on that one.
Let's get Mike on the 24th, then.
Yes, we've got... What's the name of that show that we're bringing in?
Take Back Washington?
Take Back Washington. The host from that show will be on our show Tuesday night, November 24th.
Yes.
And don't forget, Malice is coming Tuesday.
On this coming Tuesday.
We've had your back, Scott. Don't worry. We talked about...
I
called her weird. I apologize. I don't mean to call... we'd like you to do a Tuesday with us. Mike, you can call in any time you want. You don't have to be a scheduled guest. Like you said in the chat room, you said, my callers hijack my show often.
Why is he being so shy right
about?
Now?
Big John's got me so off topic. I was talking about the top 10 murders and assassinations in American history, and now we're talking about quitting smoking. Where you draw the parallel lines, I have no idea, but it's great conversation, so I'm just going with the flow.
Exactly.
Guys, I gotta cruise off and go back to work, so I'll talk to you guys.
All right, Scotty, the producer, folks, with a special appearance here on the wrap-up. He'll be with us back Tuesday.
Hi, Scotty.
Have a great night.
Hi.
See you Tuesday.
Okay. Yep, see you guys Tuesday. Bye.
See you, Scotty. Bye.
And Mike calls it our style of broadcasting. I don't know. You've listened more than
ADHD
I have. I've listened.
Podcasting.
Yeah, he's...
Is that guy Scott the producer a different guy than the DTR producer, Scott?
No,
he's our producer. He's just calling in from work, so he's got a different handle up there.
Wasn't he moving? Isn't he moving to Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Yeah.
When's he covering that move? It's a cross country.
Yes. We're planning on leaving March 8th.
Oh, it's going to be a while yet. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought by now you guys be shacking up.
why do you think we're up to two nights a week? As it gets closer, we might be 24/7, 7 days a week. Double Talk Radio, the countdown begins.
And I'm also interested in why Mike's being so shy right now. Why isn't he calling in? Why is he sitting down there just listening?
I think he just finished his show, and he's going to come on. I mean, suspense is good. He gets very active in the chat room, and when we have him, we'll have him, and I'm looking forward to it. I think he can take up a show with us, and we've got some great regular callers like Big John here and Gartex. We just think of them as an extended family of hosts.
Exactly.
On the show. Great
exactly.
We couldn't do it without them.
No, not at all. Not
indeed.
At all.
Well,
so,
we're coming up to the end, and we were going to kind of talk. I'm not going to get into the audio. I'll save that for Tuesday, but we can give kind of a little teaser here.
Yeah.
Maybe talk for a few minutes about this thing that happened down in Texas. It's been we've been crying for some good stories, but you don't want a story to come along this way.
I know.
That... What's his name again? I can never get his name right. Malik.
Nadal Hassan.
Yeah.
He's got a middle name, but Nadal Malik Hassan.
Originally, they reported the guy was murdered, too. Like, he killed himself or they shot him or whatever. But
yeah, they said they shot him.
So, but what's that now? 14 dead, 30
injured? No, he's not dead.
No,
he's
not
dead.
But what's his count at? What's his count?
the count's at, I believe, it's like 13 dead, 31 injured.
And he is alive. And apparently he was about to be deployed to Iraq.
It was going to be in a few months, yes.
Yeah. And have you read the story that came out where, you know, he was a psychiatrist, I guess.
Yeah.
Major. And because he was, not counseling, but you know the word I mean, like he was, his patients were all back from Iraq and he was kind of debriefing them or whatever, that he was so worked up about going over that it may have caused him to do this.
Yeah, yeah, and Mike just corrected me. Thank you, Mike. It's 14 dead and 30 injured.
I thought there might have been one more. Okay.
So, yeah, it seems like more did die, so it's unfortunate. But, what he did was he worked at a center where they would counsel troops that were heading out, that were on deployment, and they would also counsel troops that were coming back from Iraq. So he dealt with that a lot.
So now, let me ask you, as Americans, I'm going to kind of take a different angle on this since we're going to do it on Tuesday as well. How do you guys feel about this? Do you think it was a terrorist thing? Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What brings back those fears from all the 9/11 scares and whatnot? Like, how do you guys feel about this?
Well, for me, the first thing when I heard he was a Muslim, I instantly thought terrorist. But then I'm thinking he was a major in the U.S. Army. So it was just very confusing.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I'm curious. When you heard that there was a shooting in Fort Hood, they had not said anything about the major doing it. What did you think immediately off the bat? What was your first thought?
Wow, another massacre.
Wow, another massacre?
Right.
Okay.
Because so what happened, there was something that happened just a couple days before, and I forgot what it was now.
Well, actually, the Orlando shooting was the day later.
Day after.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the day after a guy went into Orlando, he'd lost his job 2 years ago or something.
Right, okay.
He killed one, I think. But, another similar
scenario.
That's all that I know of. But, the first thing I thought was that it was a military person who happened to be a Muslim.
Get out. That was the first thing you thought of.
That's the first thing I thought, yes. When they were waiting, when they were talking about it, by the time I had heard about it, they were talking about it and waiting to get the name of the person. And I was not surprised when they said the last name Hassan. I was not surprised. I'm
really?
Sorry.
It could have been anybody. It could have been any red-blooded American, psycho.
It could have, but she's showing you where her psyche went.
And
it didn't surprise me either. And is that how cold or awful we've become to this? I don't know, but I would agree with Violet. It wouldn't surprise me. Is that right for us to think that way? I don't know, but I agree.
And I think there's a lot of people out there that probably thought the same thing as I did, not willing to admit it.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Speaking of that, if that's how you, if you instantly thought Muslim, how do you feel about profiling at the airport?
How do I feel about you know what? If it's going to make me safer, I mean, let's do it.
So you think that everybody who has a Muslim name or an Arabic name should be pulled out of line and questioned and searched more thoroughly than everybody else?
Yeah, I think so.
So a guy walks through with a headdress, they wear. Wow. Okay. I'm just wondering.
You know, I think we need to develop what the Israel government has developed with theirs. I mean, they've got, number one, the safest airlines there is out there. And I mean, they have a process that is unreal. A lot of people don't like it, and it wouldn't fly here. I mean, it would make so many people unhappy, but it works. It works well.
Well,
I mean,
I'm guessing that they pull everybody aside.
They do.
Because Israelis are Middle Eastern looking.
Yeah. Well, what they do is, first of all, when you buy a ticket, you have so much time before they cut you off from buying a ticket. There's no buying a ticket, I think, within 30 days of a flight. Then when you're driving to the airport, they stop you right before you get into the parking lot, and everybody is checked. I mean, they're just checked big time.
Okay. See, I'm okay with that.
All right. And by the time you get there, they already know who you are. I mean, they've checked you out for sure. And
yeah, I'm okay with that.
Then when you get to the airport from your car, you're checked again. You're checked several times before you get on that plane. I think everybody should be checked.
I would feel much safer
because
getting on a plane.
Because remember the American Taliban?
Remember what?
Remember the guy they were calling the American Taliban?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, look, he was an American guy. I think he was from Ohio or something like that. But he was a Taliban sympathizer.
Right. So you don't have to be a terrorist or Middle Eastern or dark skin or
right. That's what I was saying about the American Taliban.
Right. I would be okay with that. And when I do fly, I look at everybody getting on that plane with me.
Mhm.
And I wonder. Is this the guy? Is that the guy? Is that the guy who's going to cause trouble?
I look for the marshal. I don't know if they even still have them.
What?
The marshals. They're supposed to be on the flights.
Right. I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah. So, but anyway. yeah, I'm sorry, but that was the first thought that came to my head.
Okay. And I don't think it's wrong.
So, yeah, you know, I'm admitting to it. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm that heck of that I'm proud of it, but those were my first thoughts.
Okay.
So now I'm gonna get the hate mail.
No, I don't. Not from me. I understand.
It's the way that the world is getting. We have truly come to expect the unexpected.
And I'm sorry, and I feel bad because it's the extremists who've caused this.
Right. Wait, you know, I have a daughter. My daughter is going to France this month.
Mm-hmm.
It's scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah, I bet.
That she's going on an international flight.
Right.
It scares the crap out of me to let my 5-year-old son cross the street.
Right. Things can happen.
Yeah.
Let
things
alone
can happen right here at home.
Flight.
Right. I know. Right.
I hear you.
Yeah.
No, so that defends your argument right there.
Right.
But make it for everyone, so it's not a prejudice. That's all.
Right. Like I would feel better if it was everybody, and I'd be okay with it. They can search me, take my shoes off, put me through a metal detector, do whatever it is you got to do.
Yeah.
Go through all my luggage. As long as you're going through everybody else's too.
Yeah. Well, I've been through where they pulled me out of line and searched me completely.
Completely take your clothes off completely?
Well, no, not that completely. Not that completely,
tapered?
You know. But they actually know, thank God.
I remember back in the day, there were guys that I knew that traveled to Windsor. They used to go to CKLW.
Yes, I know the station. It's still there.
Right. Well, back in the day when it was like the big top 40 station in the area, I knew a lot of record guys that used to go over there to promote, you know, their records. And because they went over so often, they got pulled over more often. And they'd pull their car apart, they'd cavity search them sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And that was years ago. Going to Canada. I mean, that's like going downtown.
I agree with you. It's the largest undefended border in the world, and I swear, sometimes I feel I could be American. I mean, I'm very proud to be Canadian, but I feel I could be an American quite seamlessly.
It's because
yeah,
we like you guys.
Passports.
We like you guys.
Yeah, now we need
now
passports.
Passports.
Exactly.
Right.
I indirectly work for an American company, and you know, like I told you, I'm getting the American holidays off. So we have to sometimes go over there for training, and they can get you like a little, I don't know what they call it, a speed pass or whatever. Like the company's got to do it on your behalf.
Right.
They're still letting you cross. Mm-hmm. But without a passport now, it's a dead end. They won't let you cross from.
Right. I remember for all those years. But what city were you born in? Detroit. Okay. Next. You know, and they ask you why you're going.
Where
how long
are
you going to be in? Yeah, where are you going? How long are you going to be here? And what city were you born in? Okay, next.
Yeah. Where are you going? Mexican town. Okay.
Right.
Hey, Double K, Guest 14 says you're a wannabe American.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Guest 14, I know as well you're Canadian. You haven't told me where you're from. I am from Windsor, Ontario, so I'm right across. I mean, I could spit to Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
You know, so I'm very proud to be Canadian. Very, very proud of my citizenship and my country. Big hockey fan. But yes, I know a lot about the States. I spent a lot of time over there. I've got a lot of ties over there, and
you know that you're in a trivia question of a city.
Really?
About the Ambassador Bridge.
Well, no, you're the only city, you're the only Canadian city south of the United States border.
Yes. Huh. Yeah, well, it is. And that's why when you people ask me about igloos and stuff like that, I'm all bent out of shape.
Right.
So,
right, to get to Windsor from Detroit, you drive south.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I know. When we drive south, we're actually going further away from the border.
Interesting.
It's a loop around when you go to Florida. Like we got to go north to Michigan. We got to go north through Detroit and get on I-75 south from there.
Right.
And travel down to Florida. So.
Hmm.
But.
Little trivia. Didn't know who knew that. Who didn't?
No, I didn't know that. Very interesting. Another thing we're learning about Canada, you know, because we don't get a lot of Canadian news. I mean, I don't even know the your prime minister's name.
Oh, Stephen Harper. You know he played the Beatles, though, because I played that for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed
to say. What I was telling you in Violet's neighborhood there, I think we should get them aside and, you know, I'll say things like, so what do you think now that Canada has finally legalized VCRs?
So they finally got electricity in the igloo.
Yeah, you know, like all you people do is hunt moose and play hockey.
Hey, Guest 14 wants to know if anyone wants to buy a dog sled team.
Yeah.
And he just called Stephen Harper Stephen Harpoon.
I'm wondering where in Canada he's from, though, because Canada, you know.
He said he already told you.
I know he did, but then he's pulling my chain or something. So, I mean, I don't have time to search back in the chat room. I'm doing a show here, but Club Seals, he must be from, like, Hudson Bay or something. You know, somewhere in Manitoba. Because, you know, like, inside the country of Canada is many other countries. So I think if you're not in
Malice.
He could be Malice, because I think this guy or gal is outside of Ontario because, number one, looks like they're, you know. Anyway, I think they're outside of Ontario because saying that I want to be an American wannabe, most Ontarians are very Americanized. We're very
yeah, how do you help? Yeah, how do you help it? Right.
Yeah, and I mean, especially now with the cable and the sports and the
everything.
Yeah, everything is just so.
I'm guessing Guest 14's on the curling team.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get violent.
Well, you know,
going
people
on
in Vancouver are you know, they want to be like people in China.
Oh, come on now.
Well, seriously, why do you think the nickname is Honkoover?
Well, because we got a lot of Japanese immigrants over there, but the Baffin Strait or whatever it's called isn't that far away, is it?
Right,
it's pretty close to Vancouver.
It's Japanese, not Chinese.
Yeah, it's like when they had World War II, a lot of Japanese people were in prison because, that's how they acted in World War II.
Right.
They helped build the railway right across the country, the Japanese.
Well, somebody had to do it.
We're a very vast, vast country, Violet. I'm not kidding you. When people come across the border from the States, they'll stop us downtown and they'll say stuff like, we're just in for the night. We're wondering if you can give us directions to Montreal. Yeah. A 9-hour flipping drive. Or we just want to go to Niagara Falls for half an hour.
You know, one day I am going to drive across Canada. Here's my dream vacation. To drive across the States and then west and then go up north and then drive across Canada. Make a big square.
Northern Ontario is beautiful. Manitoba, you got to get north. See, the Trans-Canada Highway sticks pretty close to the American border.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna run into some boring terrain in Saskatchewan. Manitoba can be beautiful, but you got to go further north.
Right.
And but Alberta, British Columbia, Northern Ontario, great. Great, beautiful places. So
oh, wow.
The beautiful places.
Violet,
have
you ever driven west?
Yes, I have, several times.
How far?
All the way to California from New York.
Oh, very good. Okay. Because I've done that. I drove from Detroit, took the southern route through Route 66,
mm-hmm.
and then up into Los Angeles. And I've also driven from Seattle, Washington,
mm-hmm.
all through the northern states, back to Detroit.
Yeah, I've done the northern route, the southern route, the central route.
Okay.
So, Big Man, you got your kicks on Route 66.
Absolutely, I did. Yeah, I think I was 18 or 19 years old, me and a couple of my buddies.
I've been in a lot of the states. I don't know if I've been to all of them, but I've been to Alaska, but... I've been in all the eastern states. We used to go down to Florida every year. We used to vacation in upper state New York. My sister lived in North Carolina, and we used to drive down there through the West Virginia way. I haven't been out to California yet. I've been to Nevada. I've been to Arizona.
The coastline of California is not all that pretty. Not like you would see on the East Coast. I mean, now when you get up towards Oregon, Northern California and Oregon and Washington, then it really becomes really beautiful.
Yeah. That's where it's beautiful in Canada, too. You're part of the Rocky Mountains there.
Right. I've never been east. Northeast, Maine, Vermont.
Oh, it's so nice.
I've never
been.
And
what's so nice, those states are so small, you can actually just drive through them. Within a few days.
Yeah, that's right. I've never been up that way. I've been down south into, Detroit to, I went on vacation when I was, I don't know how old I was. I drove from Detroit to Marquette up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Right.
And I thought that's
where, up there.
I thought that's where we were going to vacation, and there was nothing to do. There was nothing up there. So I said, screw this. We got in the car and we drove to Daytona Beach. We had a week off. I thought, let's go up to the UP. It'll be nice.
Have you ever been to Ormond Beach?
Where?
Ormond Beach.
Ormond Beach. Where is that?
It's a little section of Daytona Beach. To the side of it.
I don't know. I may have. The thing that is amazing, I don't know if they still do it, but when I was young, Daytona Beach, you drove your car on the beach.
Yes, yes. And you could rent mini bikes or whatever.
Right. Little motorcycles and things.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Right.
I don't like Florida.
Oh,
I love Florida.
I love Florida, too.
Sorry to our listeners in Florida. I am not a Florida fan. I like to go to Bethany Beach in Delaware.
Yeah, but they have winter in Delaware.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
And, of course, the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
That's beautiful. But
see, I've never been to
the
Outer Banks.
Oh, you have to go.
It's a little chilly up there. It is gorgeous. I've been there, too. It is gorgeous. I agree.
That's what I hear.
North Carolina is a great state.
Oh, North Carolina is beautiful.
I want to live in Florida.
North Carolina is one kind of country and terrain on the ocean, and then like it's a real narrow, long, straight state. It's not a thick state, but you can drive, you know, towards Kentucky or wherever you're going if you're driving away from the water, and then you get into the mountains and those hot springs, you know, those natural hot springs where you can jump in the water where it's really cold and the water's still like a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great state. South Carolina's, you know, good if you like to golf and stuff, and it's a little bit more commercial, I think. But it's a beautiful place as well. Virginia and West Virginia are gorgeous states.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Tennessee.
Virginia Beach?
I've been to Virginia Beach. Have you ever been to Gatlinburg?
Tennessee, right?
Yes. Gorgeous.
Yes,
Gatlinburg's
yes, I have.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gatlinburg. We were there this summer, my wife and I.
Tennessee is a great place if you camp. Like, I don't know if you camp or not.
I would love to camp, but my wife doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, I've got to get a trailer now. She won't do the tent thing anymore, but we love it.
I used to love
camping. And as many places as there are to see in Ontario.
Why won't she do the tent thing anymore?
Who, me or her?
Her. I love the tent thing.
She'd like a trailer. She'd like she likes... She'd even be happy with one of those crank-up trailers. She just wants to be off the ground. She wants to have a little place where she can cook, you know, in case it rains or whatever.
You know, as you get older, Violet, sometimes you just want some of those creature comforts.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to get satellite TV and stuff like that. Like, that would spoil all the fun. But it would be nice to have, like, a little, you know, one of those Coleman or Bonaire ones that you crank up. And.
I'm sorry, that's not camping.
Oh,
I know
sure it is.
You might, well go to the, you might as well go to the Holiday Inn.
Well,
oh,
that's what we did.
Come on.
That's what we did down in, up in the mountains. But I'll tell you, one of the things that we did there was really interesting. We went on the zip lines.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
You know what the zip lines are there, Double K?
I'm imagining it's like a one of those cars that's attached to the line. You go through the mountain.
No, it's
no cars.
No cars. It's these metal cables that are attached to the trees up in the mountains, and they put a little hook on there on a pulley, and you have a harness around your chest, and you're a rope or a piece of some kind of fabric, and you're hooked onto this pulley, and you go flying through the trees. From one tree to the next.
I think I'd do that. That sounds like fun. How high up are you?
I think the highest we were 70 feet, and our longest run was 500 feet, and that was the small course.
Really?
They had a larger one, and I'm going to tell you what, I couldn't wait to get there and do it, and I hated it.
Really?
It scared the crap right out of me. Each one of them, I thought, okay, the next one will be fun, because I'm used to it, I know, and I did the next one, and I hated it. And there was there was a series of 9 of them, and I couldn't wait for it to end.
Wait, where is this again?
In Gatlinburg.
Oh my gosh, I have to go there and do that.
People do it, and people love it. I mean, I have friends that went.
I might give it a try.
I have friends that went and did it, and hey, see you there, Mike, he's leaving.
Good night, Mike, thank you for stopping by.
No, he didn't even hear you. He left.
Oh, no, he left quickly. I was going to say, I'll be joining you shortly.
Yeah, me too. I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the zip lines, I thought I was going to love it. I did. I thought, man, this is going to be great flying through the trees like that. It scared the crap. I think I'm getting old and cautious.
Like, are you banging around, or is it just like a free fall? Like, are you hitting trees on the way down?
Well,
and
it's not, you're not going down, you're going across.
Okay.
It's at a slight angle, you know, and you jump off this platform and you're just hanging by a cable, basically. And there's a hook with a pulley, and this pulley is attached, is gliding across this cable, and you just fly through the air.
Woo! My heart's pumping. I need to do that.
Oh, that's fun. I don't know. Once I saw it, I might chicken out. But
well, no, I saw it and still said, "Wow! I can't wait to do it." As soon as the first one I went on, I said, oh my God, you're kidding me. It scared the hell out of me. And I kept thinking, well, the next one will be better, because I know what to expect. And each one, it never got better.
Because so once you're on the first one, you got to stay. There's no going back, I take it. It's a long block, right?
I think there was only two spots where you landed on the ground. Everything else, you landed up in a tree. You went from platform to platform up in the trees. And two of them were, you landed on dirt. Because my wife did two of them and walked back to the bus. She said, no way. She did two of them and walked away from it.
Wow.
And Guest 14 says that's how they feel about parachuting. I know people that do that, too. I think that'd scare the hell out of me.
Scotty wants to do that.
I would not parachute. I don't want to get on this conversation again because we're getting towards the end. You guys are going to start talking to me about heights and roller coasters.
Yeah.
I'm going to get nightmares, I'm telling you. I would try that tree thing, I think, though.
What about parasailing? Do you have a parachute?
Oh, I've done that. That's fun.
I love to do that.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Have you done it, Double K?
No.
Okay, it's not thrilling like a roller coaster. It's very, very calm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like almost floating, and you're getting to see all this stuff. I think it would be fun.
It is, and you look down, and you see the birds flying down underneath you.
I think the worst thing that could happen is you're on the top of a tree or something. Or they drop you right inside the bar, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, you know what? The thing is, if the rope breaks, you'd float down into the water. You know, they usually do. They usually pull you out over the water. Yeah.
Yeah, but if that should happen, just make sure you're straight, perfectly straight.
Well, they teach you. I mean, I had to steer my way in. When I was in Mexico, mm-hmm. we started from the beach and landed on the beach.
I did mine in Mexico, too.
Okay. So did you land on the beach?
Yes. Took off and landed on the beach.
Okay. See, I've done it other places. We are out in the ocean on the back of a platform, and it's like a big winch, and they winch you out. And then they pull you back in. They winch you back in. And you land right exactly where you took off from on the back of this platform on the boat. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to steer. You don't have to do anything. But when you land on the beach, they tell you, you know, pull that right one down or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it kind of directs you, like landing a parachute almost.
Right. But only if you're landing on land. If you're landing on the back of a boat and they have a winch, you're only going to land one place because they pull you right in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to
try that. I would try parasailing.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
I would not.
Me too.
I would probably do it more than once too.
Yeah.
I was in Mazatlan for spring break when I did it.
Okay, I was in Puerto Vallarta.
Ah.
And did it. All right. It's all
okay.
You, Double K.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you. I guess Fourteen's killing me. go ahead, Violet. I'm just going to close things off here.
Well, go ahead and close it off.
Okay. Guest 14, thank you very much for everything.
Yes, thank you.
Big John, you have a great night. Thank you for dropping by. Metal Chick has been here for the entire ride. Thank you for coming. Our good friend Cody has been back. We got Blaze in Western Pennsylvania still hanging in there. Everybody else that was here, too long a list to mention. We appreciate you coming by. The producer, Scotty, will be back on Tuesday with us, as well as Violet and myself, with a special guest, Melis Cooper.
Yes.
Shock rock tribute artist that we found out there in the podcast world. A tribute to Alice Cooper, obviously. And we're going to be talking more about this Fort Hope thing and all our regular stuff, some more football, Cody, so get there on time. And we will see you at our new time on Tuesday, 9 p.m. for a little while. I needed to move the show a little bit earlier, so we're gonna try it for a couple weeks. Then hopefully we'll be back at 10 o'clock. And it's been great. Check us out on the homepage at doubletalk.bigbig.com. where you can find out information about us on Twitter, Facebook, emails, our blogs, and you can download past episodes. So everybody have a great night. Yes, Guest 14, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, same talk show place, same talk show channel, 58563 is the show number. You can go over and follow it if you want. Anyway, everybody have a great night. I don't know why I picked this song, but it's loaded in here. So let's enjoy it, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.